InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Best job I can to call balls and strikes and to tell it like it is. And I got to tell you, we've been extremely critical of Trump and ways he could have done things better. But comparing this administration to the last and to see the trajectory of it now, last night and this morning, doing hours and hours of research, just looking at everything that's unfolding and looking at the straight shooting we're getting out of Trump. And the real politique for the American people, I got to tell you, that the globalists are screwed. The actions he's taking are more and more aggressive, more and more hardcore, and he just understands that, yes, the DOJ is full of lying scum that lie to his face and sabotage everything, but they're even still getting some traction there. But when it comes to DHS, when it comes to the military, when it comes to the Border Patrol, when it comes to funding and things he controls, he is absolutely knocking it out of the park. Now, if you go to the live show headline that I just wrote before we went live for X and Rumble and InfoWars.com, so you can share that live feed post, you know, with a breakdown of what we're covering, I have a pretty powerful headline. And it's that Trump is now nuking the Democrat deep state from orbit. Bombshell broadcast, Trump prepares to politically nuke Democrats from orbit. On February 1st, all federal payments to blue sanctuary cities to be suspended. Plus, Trump pledges to come to the aid of Iranian rebellion as Denmark sends troops to Greenland. I mean, wow. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We've got some big guests coming on as well today. Also intend to open the phones back up. My laryngitis, as you can hear, is a lot better. There's really no pain. I'm not even sick. It's like almost everybody in the town from the pollen and the dust and the crap around here is talking like me. Chances are you know anybody in Austin. They're like, oh, yeah, or call somebody you know in Austin. They're just like, yeah, man, it's crazy. And look, I know people that are born in Austin, and I've been here since high school, and I'm from Texas. It's all the other GMO and crap that's out there that we eat, even we try to avoid it. The studies show that then normal pollen and stuff has an even bigger triggering effect. There are people that never had allergies that have them really bad now. And I can tell you, I wasn't taking turmeric and mitigating things. I'd be in bed. It's just hardcore, but that's a side issue. Hopefully in the next few days, this will be completely gone and you won't have to listen to me sound like I'm a snake or something.
Cobra. But that's where my voice is right now.
Part gremlin, part baritone. That's what you're stuck with.
All right.
But getting serious. And then you've got, as I said in the last year, because the globalists said they were doing it, the UN said they were doing it, Bill Gates, captains of the committees, the advisory boards on censorship and the global control grid, the social credit score that Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, we're all going to start implementing the exact same laws, written exactly the same. Just the names are changed for the countries to literally arrest you for any reason and put you in jail for 5-10 years for if they think you're going to say something that's politically incorrect. And now they're passing these things everywhere. And they're passing digital IDs. It's all the social credit score. It is the chains. The chains are going on. And Starmer was set to ram through the digital ID. Now he says he's pulled back. That is a feint. Like in a sword fight, you act like you're pulling back, but really you're about to stab from the other side with your dagger, not your sword. It's a game, folks. We'll give you the facts on that coming up.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hollow musket and cannon have tarnished gray coat. Don't he look fine and handsome? Don't he look at his moat? 45 in the foxhole, and of this I will boast. Don't they look fine and handsome, my poor Johnny boy's bones? Well, who will bring back my Johnny boy's bones to lay beneath the trees of his Tennessee home? A box made of sturdy well, with his arms folded up and his blue eyes all closed.
Ladies and gentlemen, got front row seats for the battle for the future of humanity. And nobody's a spectator. Even if you want to pretend you are. If you try to stay out of the fight, you've still made a decision to basically submit to tyranny. And you've joined with the wicked ones. It's really that simple. So those of you that think you can stay out of this, you're lying to yourselves. The globalists, the Democrats, knew that Trump was going to try to reverse replacement migration in the UN plan with the NGOs. They know from tapping his phones and following him for years that Trump does what he says he's going to do or dies trying. And so they began to prepare when they thought they couldn't steal the election in 2020 to run exactly what they're running now. And he won this time because the overwhelming vote that overrode their fraud with a landslide, they said we're doing the Podesta plan. So he should have a leg up on them because they said everything they would do. And they have NGO, taxpayer-funded, Soros-funded training seminars everywhere, rent-a-mobs, AstroTurf, where they train women how to drive them with their cars into restricted areas, into areas that law enforcement's blocked off, play dumb, not follow directions, get pulled out of the car, play victim. We've got examples of that. But that's really all they've got is theater. But when you understand that they're the ones that flooded the country, they're the ones that told third world countries, dump all your prisoners on us, you're mentally ill. They're the ones that said it was a plan to bring the economy down and bring in a permanent underclass. So we're opposing their takeover plan. And people think that they get points by playing both sides. And, well, I understand we got to control the borders, but these are Gestapo tactics. Well, yet must not have studied the Gestapo. And people tend to use the term Gestapo as if that was really bad to get a visit from the Gestapo. No, if you got a visit from the SS, that was really bad. That meant they're probably going to just shoot you right there in your house. Or if they wanted something from you, take you in and torture your ass to death. Or if you were on the Eastern Front and one person shot a army officer, they would round up 100 people, put them in a church, and burn it down with a minute. If you shot an SS officer, they'd round up thousands and kill them just as a retaliation. So, you know, it's that's not the Gestapo and that's not the SS. People covering their faces because they're being doxxed and death threatened and shot at is not that. three or four ICE agents with 100 people throwing bottles and bricks at them when they're there trying to serve a warrant on a human trafficking site with methamphetamine and fentanyl and dozens of children being saved, though you never see that when they save them because the news covers it up. This is organized by the governors and the mayors, the Democrats, and it's organized crime. And, you know, I've known Joe Rogan for since 1998, 99. Got to be friends with him. And I love Joe. But, you know, he does the thing where he'll kind of play both sides. And he talked the last few days on his show, I'll play a clip in a moment, saying, well, you know, we don't need ICE to act like Gestapo. He said, are we really going to be the Gestapo? Well, the Democrats hire and train soccer mom women to go into streets that are blocked off and then block off ICE and then ram them with cars. There's been hundreds of cases of it. And hoping something bad would happen. And then the national media steadfastly will never show the footage of the Mrs. Good who died last Wednesday. They will never show the footage from the frontal shot of him bouncing off the front of the car when she rams it. Everybody just plays dumb. And then, oh, yeah, that's Gestapo. No, it's not. But first, here's President Trump nuking the Democrats from orbit. Here it is.
We're given 90-day notices to places like California, Scott. Right away, we're going to send out that notice. Who would build the federal government as people poured into the state to send those people back because no country can afford to do it. No country can afford to take in millions of people, pay for their education, their health care, their hospitals. You just can't do it. And we all have a heart. You can't do it. But many of those people are murderers. They're people released from jails, prisons, mental institutions, insane asylums. They're people that are drug dealers. They're addicts. Additionally, starting February 1st, we're not making any payments to sanctuary cities or states having sanctuary cities because they do everything possible to protect criminals at the expense of American citizens, and it breeds fraud and crime and all of the other problems that come. So we're not making any payment to anybody that supports sanctuary cities. We have also suspended nearly 8,000.
So far, he's just piecemealed. Okay, California, you're going to put men and women's sports. You're going to sanction men and women's bathrooms. Okay, we're going to cut part of your education funding. No, this is, we're cutting everything now. You get none of it. And it's all constitutional. And quite frankly, the Fed shouldn't even be in that business of sending all the money to the states. But it's been set up like that to take our money and then send it back to control us. Trump's cutting it off to get the left to stop in 800 plus cities and towns where illegal aliens and other criminals are above the law. You know the drill. And this is some of the real power Trump has. And they have already had so much of their NGO funding cut off, so much of their fraud's already been exposed. There have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Somalis indicted in just the last few months. There are hundreds and hundreds of federal officials, including deputy heads of FEMA, that have been indicted. I mean, people say they're not indicting anybody. That's not really true. Thousands and thousands of indictments. Convicted judges that helped illegal aliens, you know, get out of the courthouse and evade ICE. Now, remember, what ICE is doing is illegal, arresting illegal aliens with court orders. CNN, MSNBC says, though it's not true, of course it's totally legal, but a judge who helped them get out of the building, illegal aliens with long criminal records, she's now going to prison, convicted. But remember, you turn on MSNBC or CNN, they say it's all illegal. You look at the mayors of these cities, Minneapolis, Seattle, it's illegal. No, it is illegal, and you have a Second Amendment to stop them. Get your guns. I'm going to play more compilations of them saying get guns. They're illegal, they're Gestapo, they're Nazis. And that's why when Joe, and I'm going to call him up, I haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks, I'm going to call him today. And I'm just going to say, Joe, you know, you're one of the biggest shows in the world. People really respect you. And we've already had ICE kill. We've had Border Patrol kill. They're under massive attack. They're outnumbered 100 to 1. There's only 10,000 enforcers. There's 40 million illegals here total. That's a low number since Obama, and then 20-something million with Biden. And this is about our sovereignty. And you know it's about the 18 new members of the Congress that the Democrats got because they count them in the census and apportion new Democrat seats. And you know they're voting. He knows all this. So I get it's a thing to hedge your bet and say, ooh, this is getting out of control. You know, I support Trump overall, but let's not be Gestapo. The Gestapo, if they were fighting the left, and if the Gestapo was in charge, they would have arrested Alexander Soros and George Soros and the Democrat leaders. They would have been grabbed out of their houses at night years ago. I mean, the minute the Nazis took over. And they didn't like the left, so they would have done this. Within days of them being elected, all the leadership of the Democrats would have been snatched out of their houses. And then they would have been taken and tortured to get all the information from them and then hung by piano wire so Hitler could watch it later when he watched dinner. That's what he did. He liked to watch his enemies executed while he ate pastries. So don't compare Trump. You know, Trump will be hanging out with, you know, college athletes or whatever, giving them free hamburgers. That's what Trump likes to do, and play golf and stuff with his grandkids. He doesn't like hanging people by piano wire. So just you need to get yourself straight on that, Joe. There is no comparison other than, I mean, I guess the German military wore uniforms, but the Gestapo wore, you know, trench coats and Hugo Boss uniforms. ICE is wearing tactical gear so they can run and wrestle and fight. And they've got their tear gas, and they've got their tasers. They've got their less lethal weapons, non-lethal weapons, so that they can use whatever they need at certain points. And I just can't believe they've been able to find this many people with this much courage to be demonized, lied about, a target put on their back. And in every video, they're outnumbered 10 to 1, 50 to 1, 100 to 1, 200 to 1, 300 to 1. I mean, it's just they're absolutely throwing themselves in the deep end, putting themselves in the grease. ICE is like a vat of, you know, boiling oil is Minnesota, Minneapolis, and they're the French fries being lowered into the grease. And then you have these paid agitators, shock video, ICE terrorizes another woman. She comes into the area, they've turned into Chaz, they've locked down the left. She's driving around, they're telling her, get out of the area. She's yelling and screaming at them. And then finally, when she won't listen, because they're carrying out operations, and you've got other people attacking them, escalating it. They're all trained. They get trained at these churches and other areas that the left seized and got control of, these churches where they wear our skin now, you know, all of the LGBT lesbian pastors. And then they just escalate and escalate and escalate until, oh, my God, another woman senselessly, for no reason, just driving down the road randomly. No, she was just a block away from where Good got killed, and she was driving in. They're reporting doing similar stuff, blocking areas. And again, how did she get through the artificial checkpoint that the tens of thousands of leftists that are camped out there to get in? Because they let her through. But instead, the national media cuts to right here and says, no one knows why they randomly pulled over a woman. And when you hear her, she goes, they beat me. They've beaten me up before she's even pulled out of the car. They didn't beat her up. Then she says, I'm disabled. And we're going to get to this in a moment. And then we're going to show you the training videos where they train them how to do this. So this is how they juxtapose it. They bring in 40 million illegals. They say, when I win the election, immediately seize the border, Biden said in 2020. They commit mass crime, murder, just total destruction. And then they're the good guys, though, because, oh, look, a woman came and did this. And, oh, look, no one knows why they did this to her. They don't show you what happened before. Here's Joe Rogan.
You don't want militarized people in the streets just roaming around, snatching people up, many of which turn out to actually be U.S. citizens that just don't have their papers on them. Are we really going to be the Gestapo? Where's your papers? Is that what we've come to?
That is where we came to, Joe, because they got rid of the border. They got rid of the enforcement systems. They turned these people loose by the tens of millions and gave them real Social Security numbers so they can vote, so they can get benefits, so they can engage in fraud. That's on record. Biden gave it to them, millions of people. They disappeared at least 500,000 children, many of which have been found in sex slavery and slave labor. And so then they go out to areas that they've pinged with the data they've got off the cell phones in their criminal investigations of known felons and that happen to be legal aliens, and then they track down where they're working, where they're living, what they're doing. Then they stake it out, and they grab them. And sometimes if somebody looks like that person, and they come up and say, let me see your ID. And then if they're one of these trained agitators, they say no and flip out. But you know ICE is not trying to get citizens. The few they make contact with become these huge victims, and they play it up. They are doing a great job with what they've been given to go out and execute this. And so they are the David, the corporate media, the illegal alien mob controlled by the left is Goliath. It is. And it is to bring down the country. Doesn't mean all the illegal aliens are bad people. It does, but the point is that they were brought here to be made political weapons and to change the apportionment of members of Congress to give them the blue seats, which they've got 18 new ones out of this, and they then sign them up for all the welfare, and as I told you decades ago, milk most of the money off the top and farm these people. They farm the Somalis. They farm the Hispanics. They farm the homeless. And the Somalis are the worst ever because they're actually a mafia culture. And so that's why they're the worst. Because it's a tribal mafia, and it's only one tribe of Somalis that are mainly brought over here. And they've made sure that only that tribe gets over. Just like 70% of the HB1 visas in the world are from India. And then upwards of 80% are of those. 80% of the 70% in the world is one little tribe who first got in 50 years ago and then only lets their tribe in. And they're not even being really mean. They don't let any other Indians in either. They control the lawyers, the groups, the banks now. It's coming out. It's a mafia. But then also they really won't usually hire, in positions anybody but Indians. And again, it's one little tribe out of India is the majority of Indians in America. And just like the majority, I mean, it's like 80%, you look it up, of the Somalis are one little ruling tribe out of Mogadishu. And Ilhan Omar's father and grandfather were the ruling party military leaders, like the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chairman of Joint Chiefs, in the genocide they conducted. And then when they were overthrown, they fled here. Were brought here by the CIA. So just understand what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with cream puffs here. And they've been running African slave trade for the Arabs for 1,400 years out of Somalia. And Ilhan Omar's family is, formerly, before they became communists, were the royal family. So that's why she's so arrogant. That's why black Americans run into Somalis and they go, why are they so arrogant? Why would they talk to me? Why do they tell me I'm not black? I'm not African. By the way, blacks aren't human. Well, that's what they're taught. It's not just white people that can have an attitude, please. I mean, that's why the big joke is Islam taught in the prisons and stuff to black people that it's the thing to empower black people. Well, you obviously haven't read the Quran. You obviously don't know anything about it. But it's just classic BS, absolute classic horse manure. But I'm digressing. I'm not trying to get on Joe about this. It's just that they're given an impossible job, an uphill battle with 10,000 enforcers. They only had 5,000. Now they're up to 10,000. They're about to have 20,000. It's growing fast. And they need 100,000. I mean, and they're getting veterans and police officers and people. And you see how fast they chase down people that, you know, attack them. You see how professional they are. And there they are with their backs turned. There'll be three or four of them with hundreds of people attacking them, screaming, we're going to kill you. We're going to murder you. And they were screaming and doing all that before this woman got killed. we're going to Charlie Kirk your ass, all this stuff. And I've got courage. I mean, you've seen me march into Antifa with just me and a couple of guys and, you know, in Dallas and places because I needed to, you know, show what a bunch of cowards they are. But most people won't do that. Well, I wouldn't do that on a daily basis all day long like ICE. I mean, I can tell you the stress level just must be insane. They are, these blue city areas are war zones. The Democrats are trained with apps by the governors and mayors, and in many cases, police chiefs and sheriffs, stalking them, calling them Nazis, saying they're illegal, saying, go get guns, Second Amendment them, shoot them. You got the famous Capitol leftist police saying, Second Amendment their ass. Deranged leftists attacking you, spitting on you. They broke into more hotels last night. Turns out ICE isn't even in the building. They just randomly pick a hotel, go in, beat up the staff, break out the windows, spit on people. Doesn't hit the national news. All you get is the one Hispanic lady. And they don't tell you, oh, her people had the roads blocked off. It's right where Ms. Good died last week. Oh, they don't tell you how she went into the area where they were doing an enforcement raid. They just told her, get out of here. And she cussed at him and yelled at him and wouldn't. And it goes on and on and on and on. And then she got what she wanted. She got arrested for not following a lawful order. I mean, my God, folks, if the police were doing a search warrant or let's say a raid on a drug house at noon one day, and I was driving down the road, you know, let's say in East Austin, and I just see a SWAT team truck and 10 police cars. What do you think's going to happen if I even walk up to them and say, sir, police business, a danger, you need to get back, you know, 100 yards. And if I just said, no, F you, this is a free country, you're Gestapo, and I just walked in and then I just pushed past them the minute I pushed a cop. Jump on me, take me to jail. Because God knows what's happening. Is there a dead baby that ate fentanyl? Is it, you know, I mean, you know, these are serious situations here. Like, mind your own business. But instead, everybody knows what ICE is doing. They're going and getting hardened criminals. And they're being surrounded and heckled and all this. And then it's just a cheap shot. It's a cheap shot by Joe Rogan. Oh, yeah, you know, don't be Gestapo. We just don't need that. And I'm not trying to be mean to Joe. It's just that, and some people say, oh, Jones is the biggest bootlicker now of the police state. I'm the expert on the police state. No one denies that. Books, films, all of it. I know what a police state is. When they were training the military and police to take our guns and take our children and set up martial law and lock down our cities and all the stuff I predicted decades before they did it, because it's a UN plan, I was given that by the military and police because they didn't like being trained to do it. It's how I got the secret videos. It's how I got the documents. They were the ones telling me. Now, some police got brainwashed. You later saw them come out and say, yeah, we're trained to take on gun owners and Christians. But we got organized, and we're now taking the government over, and we're getting it to be constitutional and do its duties like deport vicious criminal illegals and things. So, see, it's government that's working for us and hanging their ass out over the line. I mean, putting their balls on the table. I mean, I can tell you, hands down, just looking at it, the most dangerous job in America is being an ICE agent right now. Deep sea divers have got it easier. And so, no, it's not about bootlicking. It's about, we took the government back partially. They're doing our mission and risking their damn lives, and I back them. That's the opposite of bootlicking. Because I know I got the same enemies coming after me and my family and doxing me. I got skin in the game. I'm not behind these men and women. I'm right beside them. You understand that? And you should get there too. Cut the crap. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We got Mike Lindell coming up with big news on Minnesota's gubernatorial run, Tim Walz dropping out the race, and more than Syrian girl. And, you know, she's her family's part of the ruling party over in Syria previously. She's an expert on it. She'll kind of give the pro-Iranian view. So I think it's important to get every angle of this out. But certainly the news that she's reported on my show over the last 16 years that she's been joining us has always been accurate. You can disagree with where she takes it, and I do in some cases. You can disagree on what outcome she wants, but not her intel. It's really good. She's lived all over the Middle East, all over Europe, traveled all over Russia, lives in Australia as a scientist, a chemist, so she's a smart lady. And so I respect her and think she's a good person. That said, I'm not going to cry if the mullahs get removed, and I think we're close to it. I'm worried about the retaliation, though. They could still hang on. Trump says he's going to defend the opposition, and clearly the mullahs are unpopular. There's a lot of factions, though, that are going to want to take control. But notice this stuff's happening all over the world right now because of the fourth turning, of the big changes that are happening, the demographic changes. and it's the same in every country. It can just be more extreme than one or the other, or less extreme. This is it's a fact that history repeats. It rhymes. We are in cycles. We all think we're different than somebody 1,000 years ago, and only in the fact that we don't know how to farm as well or fight as well, or stuff, but we know how to use a cell phone better. You know, no, people act the same. And Africans act the same as Europeans and Asians and everybody. We, as groups, we have statistically different proclivities and things. We all have in little things we do that, you know, that's kind of known for our group. That's still a statistic. But in the general, we behave the same. And we go through the same cycles. And we are going into a mega turning right now. It's the old system's out. The new system's in. And it's not like a 2012 Mayan calendar into the world thing, which actually the Mayan calendar didn't even say that. It was just some leftist made up crap from the 70s. The Mayan calendar said that was the beginning in a cycle of rebirth and a relighting of the fire on the hearth. And you can put whatever stock you want in there, esoteric stuff, but all cultures, you understand these cycles. And you could say, 2012, all that, really things did start to accelerate. But regardless, this time of flux is here. And the State Department, the CIA, and the Carnegie Endowment, all of them talk about it. You'll go on average 80-plus years, 87 years is the average cycle, where things are pretty much status quo. And then you go into a period of about 10 years where things are in flux, and they describe society as being like steel in some of the white papers. And it's cold steel, but then it becomes liquid and you can reform it how you want during that period. So they're trying to reform it with the Great Reset, the end of the family, carbon taxes, austerity, AI control. We're trying to build a pro-human future and then integrate the technology in to be pro-human and to empower us. So that's where I stand with pro-human civilization, pro-God, pro-family. And I will promote organizations and groups and peoples and music and culture. It can come out of black people. It can come out of white people, Asians, Hispanics, old, young, gay, straight. I don't care. If you're promoting pro-human future and you're on the team, then I'm going to try to boost you. I literally am the captain of my own ship. I sit here every day and I try to create the trends. I don't follow the trends. And I try to predict the trends. And when you understand trends and futurist perspective analysis, I can go read Rand Corporation stuff. I can read anything I want. And I already know what it's going to say before I read it because I've already done all the research myself. And it pretty much says what I say. They'll just have their perspective on how they've got a plan to make it better with totalitarianism. I don't agree with that. But 9 times out of 10, I don't need to even go read now what they're saying. I already know what's going on. In fact, better than they do. And I'm not bragging. It's a fact, folks, okay? I'm recognized by governments, intelligence agencies around the world as one of the best analysis researchers in history. And I don't say that to impress you. That's why I'm under attack. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. And, you know, when you have this level of deep research and knowledge and context over decades and decades and decades and decades of total commitment, it seems effortless to a lot of people. And it does become effortless. When you know something, when you're a master at it. But a master will tell you that they're also the student and are constantly learning, and that I know that I know nothing about most things, to quote Socrates. And Aristotle said similar things, but I mean, it really does come down to that. All right. So this border situation and the 40 million plus illegals and all the things they've done is an existential threat. It is the UN globalist model to bring in these people, sign them up for welfare, control them, have them vote, have them apportion for the Congress, get more seats. They admit that's the plan. Every major blue city has passed laws that illegal aliens can vote in their elections. Now they go, well, just the local elections, but all the elections are basically held during the general elections and off-year elections. And they let them vote. And they pass laws in California and other states. You can't check an ID. And then if you go to an investigation of it and show it inside the polling place, you go to jail for violation of people's privacy. So, yes, they're doing it. Of course, this corrupt party's doing it. They're over. They're done. The Democrats have been around since the start of this country, 250 years. And no empire, no political movement, no group has ever survived 250 years. Now, every time I say that, I see people in the comments going, actually, this empire lasted this long or this. Now, I'm talking about dynasties. I'm talking about political movements. If you actually study geopolitics and history, no empire has ever lasted 250 years or longer. There's a few that have lasted exactly 250. Well, this year, we're 250. Now, I'm all about bucking the trends. And there's no alternative better system. If there was some better country, some new better idea, some new better thing, you bet I'm going to sign on right now. But we are the flower of the Renaissance. We're the best political technology the world ever produced. That's why for a while everybody was adopting what we did. Suddenly populations quadrupled, wealth got created, and then the globalists came in and said, let's get rid of this laissez-faire, true, open, free society. Let's call it imperial. Let's call it white. Let's call it racist. Let's call it evil. Let's get rid of it. And let's go to this environmental, humans are bad, hate yourselves, depopulate the earth, neo-feudalistic, pagan, human sacrifice model. That's what the UN says they want for their Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. So I'm opposing their ideology of death and anti-human Satanism. And that means I promote and stand with all the other permutations resisting as a unified front against it. And that's why we're having success. We are the most anti-establishment broadcast there is in modern times. I am the absolute 100% opposite of what you would call state-run media, like CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times. I want to shrink the size of the state, make it constitutional, and get good people in it to end the globalist revolution against us and restore the republic. That is my goal. My goal is to influence. My goal is to not be part of a power structure. My goal is not part of getting into a power structure and rising up through it and going to galas and wearing tuxedos and feeling powerful and just amassing wealth for no reason. Real wealth is changing the culture. Now, I'm going to get to that in a moment. But first, let's play this clip again, because Trump's doing everything he says he's going to do when it's within his power. And when he cuts all federal funding to sanctuary blue cities, and that's an old number. I said 800. I looked it up. It's over 1,000 cities and towns. It's basically all of them. Just a handful that aren't. Where the illegal aliens are totally above the law. If you understand, I didn't even understand what sanctuary city meant until about 15 years ago, a little bit longer. I had the police chief here from Austin at the time in studio. And I knew that they weren't letting the feds arrest illegals for crimes and stuff, and I knew all that. And I knew they were protecting him, but he was explaining. He goes, no. And then later I looked it up, and it turned out this was standard. He's like, well, we can't really prosecute illegals for, you know, be undocumented for little small crimes because they won't trust us. So we just, there could be bigger crimes. And I go, so that's why they let them out for DWIs or all this other rape, assault. And he's like, yeah, in general, we just want them to trust us. So we really don't throw the book at them. We don't prosecute them. And then that becomes they're above the law. And then I've now since then seen the Democrats openly admit that. And then by extension, when an illegal alien commits a rape or a robbery, well, you can't have that in the news. And you've got to put the crime statistics, it's a white person, because you've got to just continue to prop up this lie. So this is the globalist takedown of the country. And, you know, if I'm criticizing Joe for saying, hey, we don't want to continue this Gestapo operation using the liberal talking point, just because Joe wants to sound like he's reasonable and sweet and you know, he's for border control and he's for Trump, but come on, let's not go too far. He thinks he's sounding reasonable. No, he's putting out the talking point of the bad guys who've human trafficked all the kids, who've got them into slavery, who've signed them up and then steal most of the welfare that is given to them, that are creating these cookie cutter permanent underclass people that they can farm and milk and parasitically feed off of them and us at the same time. And they're products of the lockdowns by the globalists in the third world. And the exodus where they fled here, just like Joe fled from California to Texas to get away from the COVID tyranny. And so it's something they started, something they did, their replacement migration. We don't blame the migrants, but they are the weapon. I love water. But if a big dam broke and I lived up beneath it, I'm not going to sit there when the 100 feet of water come and just kills me. I'm going to get out of the way. So we're hit with a flood of this. And so you can't hedge your bets on this. So when Trump cuts off the sanctuary city funding, it is going to send shockwaves to the left even more. And they're going to get more violent and call for more violence. And I haven't even talked about every day without even trying to find it. I see 30, 40 clips to the point of I'm actually getting overwhelmed and I like won't even click on it. I just read the thing. This professor calls for murdering all whites. This professor calls for murdering all police and ICE. This state rep says, get your guns and take on ICE. This head Capitol Police says, yes, Second Amendment, take them on. You know, Don Lemon doubles down. Yeah, get guns, take them on. They're not, they're criminals. This sheriff in Philadelphia says, they're criminals. They're not real. You have a right to fight them. Carmel says, rise up with guns. Now, notice he said 1776. Yeah, here's that footage I shot. Notice it's blurred that they had black painted on the windows. This was what down in McAllen. And so you'd have to like scrape the. And remember, this was all under Obama. And then they said it was Trump. And again, they told these people, come here, come here, come here. So they could sign them up and exploit them and then send their kids to God knows where. I mean, it's just pure evil. That's the Gestapo activity. Using people as human slaves. Not what Trump is doing. So here's Trump.
We're given 90-day notices to places like California, Scott. Right away, we're going to send out that notice. Who would build the federal government as people poured into the state to send those people back because no country can afford to do it. No country can afford to take in millions of people, pay for their education, their health care, their hospitals. You just can't do it. And we all have a heart. You can't do it. But many of those people are murderers. They're people released from jails, prisons, mental institutions, insane asylums. They're people that are drug dealers. They're addicts. Additionally, starting February 1st, we're not making any payments to sanctuary cities or states having sanctuary cities because they do everything possible to protect criminals at the expense of American citizens, and it breeds fraud and crime and all of the other problems that come. So we're not making any payment to anybody that supports sanctuary cities.
That is nuking him from orbit. That is powerful, and you know he's going to do it. And the judge will try to block it. That'll be overturned. So let's hear from Fleckus. This guy's great. Been interviewing him for years. And he goes over the actual facts of how the illegals are bankrupting us by design. Then we've got a researcher from the Heritage Foundation, Laura Rise, breaking it down. And then that goes to folks exposing Don Lemon and his lies. Yeah, what about the tens of thousands murdered by the illegals? Or the tens of thousands dead from DWIs? Or the millions from fentanyl? You know, I mean, literally, folks, what about my dead reporter killed by La Reconquista illegal types? I mean, the Hispanic communities on the border voted for the first time ever all Republican because they have been hit by the crime waves. They're Americans. They know. No, this is not Gestapo behavior. This is defending our country when it's overwhelmed, overrun by a globalist UN replacement migration plan. This is Trump doing his damn duty. And they've still been able to find men and women that will stand against this and be demonized and shot at it and attacked and lied about and have sophisticated groups with trained actors go up and agitate. Let's play the clips.
Immigrants didn't raise your rent. Immigrants didn't spike your premiums. Immigrants didn't rig the economy. Billionaires did. It's time to tax the rich. So this tweet sounds good, but I'm actually going to go through point by point and tell you why it's not true. She says, didn't raise our rent. Well, 60% of rental demand growth in the U.S. was from foreign-born population. So they increase the demand and the supply goes down when they get apartments and houses. So they are to blame for the prices going up. So that's not true. They didn't spike our premiums. Many illegals, as you guys know, don't have health insurance or car insurance. So everyday people are stuck footing their bill, and that's why our insurance costs are going up when we subsidize them.
By the way,
not
it paused.
True as well.
It and, paused. In New York, it's $5 billion a year. California, I think $11 billion a year for illegals just in healthcare. 1 year in California alone, it was $40 billion for illegals for all the stuff. So it's way worse than he's even saying. Continue.
Didn't rig the economy. As you guys know, foreign-born people, especially illegals, undercut wages. And they also claim welfare, which we end up paying for as well. So all of these statements sounded really good to tweet, sounded pretty powerful, but ends up being completely backwards and completely wrong, actually.
And for her audience, they just go, billionaires did it. Yeah, it's billionaires. I hate billionaires. And I'd also like to talk to the billionaires who lobbied really hard for total laissez-faire migration into this country. Those guys fucked us too. But to act like 50 million foreign-born people in America has no impact and some billionaire is laughing while lighting a cigar with a $100 bill and going, ha-ha, I did that, is like retarded.
But the tweet sounded good, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
This is clearly a pattern by the radical left to prevent more deportations because the left has built their political house of cards on mass immigration and they don't want to see their voters, their ballot harvesters, their headcount be deported. Everything we're seeing, whether it's illegal immigration or rioting or you name it, fraud, it's due to lack of consequences. For decades, we have looked the other way from illegal immigration, from overstaying visas, from working without authorization, from committing identity and document fraud. That's how we got to anywhere from 11 to 20 million illegal aliens before Joe Biden entered the White House. And then he doubled that. Now that the Trump administration is trying to enforce immigration laws, the left doesn't like it. Illegal aliens don't like it. And so they're lashing out. It's kind of like parenting 101. If you're not going to be a parent and discipline your children when you suddenly do so, kids lash out and have tantrums. We're seeing the adult version of that. We need much more immigration enforcement, many more deportations, not just worst of the worst. We need to normalize deportations. But also, we need consequences to these rioters, to their organizers, and to their funders. We need major, very high numbers of arrests, prosecutions, convictions, and sentencing.
You voted for MAGA? You idiots, is this what you voted for? Why would you even want this job? Is your ego and your penis, are they that small that you feel that you have to harass people in order to feel like a man or to feel strong? Is this what you voted for? Is this what you voted for? Maybe it is, and if you did, then you're a cruel, heartless bastard. Clearly, what this administration is trying to get you to do is unlawful. It is inhumane. It is unpatriotic, and it is un-American.
Listen up, you irrelevant low IQ has-been with a pea-sized brain. I'm actually getting everything I voted for because I don't want wide open borders like the Biden administration had. I don't want 15 million people just coming into our country with no consequences. I want to feel safe in my country. I want law and order to be enforced because I understand that there is a group of men larger than the population of the United States that would like to come in and rape and kill American women, that would like to come in and take our freedoms away. I would like to protect our nation and the uniqueness of it. And I would love to know where your outrage was for Jocelyn Nunn Gary, a 12-year-old little girl who was sexually assaulted for hours, strangled, and then dumped in a creek by an illegal who was let in under the Biden administration. Where's your outrage for Rachel Morin, a 37-year-old mother of five who was raped, beaten, and murdered on a hiking trail by an illegal let in under the Biden administration? Who, by the way, was wanted for a murder in his home country. Maria Gonzalez, an 11-year-old girl, raped, strangled, her body was hidden under her bed in a laundry basket wrapped in trash bags by an illegal let in under the Biden administration. Where's your outrage for Kayla Hamilton, a 20-year-old who had autism and was raped and strangled by an MS-13 gang member from El Salvador, let in under the Biden administration? I wonder if he was friends with your guys' buddy, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, your poster boy for the Maryland dad, considering this did happen in Maryland. What about Dakara Thompson, a 4-year-old little girl who was raped and murdered and then her body was thrown off of a bridge by an illegal from Guatemala? Or Lakin Riley, who was beaten to death from trying to resist rape from an illegal who was let in under the Biden administration? I could do this all day. The list is long and these were all preventable crimes. Some of us are getting everything we voted for because we voted to protect this country, to protect our safety and our freedoms. And no amount of gaslighting from you, irrelevant freak, and the rest of these liberals who are trying to import votes, no amount of gaslighting and fear-mongering from you is going to make me feel anything differently. And what about you? Are you so micro that you can't protect women in society? You're going to vote against us, against our safety? That's what you're doing.
All they have is, oh, a woman went into a controlled area with the streets blocked off and driving her vehicle around and wouldn't get out, so they arrested her. That's all they got. That's their newest big thing right now. Oh, look, they're being mean to a woman. Oh, God. And she yells, they're beating me up. All they have is their hands on her. They're attacking me. They're police brutality because she's trained. We have the training videos. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with Mike Lindell, who's up in Minnesota, can break all this down. I got more clips, more news. It's all important. Stay with us, and I got a bunch of other big subjects going to be hitting today. Please remember, I can't do this without your support. It was so popular, they did a one-day 40% off store-wide flash sale on all the incredible supplements, on all the Patriot apparel, and on the World War II updated modern trench knife with the brass knuckles all murdered out and skull crusher, 10-inch razor-sharp stainless steel blade inscribed with life is fiery with its beauty. The 1940s style pinup girl on it. Really awesome. That is an amazing knife at 40%. It is 40% off. It is a steal. We've extended the sale one more day today. 40% off mega sales, but extended everything at thealexjonesstore.com. It's 40% off. No discount code needed. Just right at point of sale. 40% off. You'll also have 3 days left to enter to win the Ford Raptor plus $10,000 cash. Any purchase pushes you in 50x to win the sweepstakes. Most people win the last week, just so you know. Every order placed today gets you 50x entries to win the Raptor plus the new promo started. You'll also get put in to win the brand new Ford F-250 diesel. They're all super off-road packages. $10,000 cash on top of that. This sale will end tonight. It will be over January 14th at midnight. I've been under the weather, so I couldn't cut the new ads for today, so that's why this happened. That's not a gimmick. We're all extended one more day. It's extended because I just couldn't get it done. But be sure and get the new limited edition Live as Fire with its beauty trench knife available now. It's going to sell out in just the next few days at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Thanks for keeping us on the air. You are the InfoWar. I salute and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, roll.
Hit them up, move them out.
Through rain and wind and weather, hell-bent leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good Beatles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride.
Hit them up, move them out.
Move them on, hit them up, hit them up. Move them on, move them on, hit them up.
Rawhide. All right, I want to play a report here dealing with what's happening in Iran to give you a foreshadowing of Trump saying he's about to back the opposition. I have a guest on covering that in the next, not this hour, next hour. Mike Lindell's coming up. But first, I wanted to get to this Iran situation. And we got some breaking news on ICE saving more kidnapped children with local law enforcement in Arizona. Stay with us. Like deja vu. I thought Rowdy Piper was in this movie. He was a great guy. He was on the show a few times. He was a listener. I know he was fighting heart failure when he was on. He died right after he was on the show. What a great guy. We should re-upload that whole interview to X and Rumble. Crazy about AI is that's about what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago. I lost some weight for a little while, got fat again. But with camera, it puts weight on you. But when you look at yourself in a mirror, you know what you look like? It's like crazy. I actually looked like that at one point. How AI did this, I have no idea. It's just getting better and better. It's crazy. Gonna be a radio listener. We're playing an AI version of myself and They Live. He kind of wakes up, puts the glasses on. Oh, Jerome Powell. Jerome Powell. Makes a cameo.
I said, what's your problem?
Don't worry, Hillary shows up too.
Today, sir.
Okay, how's it going?
Fine, thank you. Thank you, sir. Here you are, sir. Thank you.
And really, this is a great metaphor for what I've done, what I've tried to do. I just want people to, like, look for themselves. It's like, put the glasses on. Just start looking at it from another angle. Don't believe me. Just
hey,
please.
Buddy, you going to pay for that or what? Look, buddy. I don't want no house today. Either pay for it or put it back.
Served blue corn tortillas. It's so dated.
The feeling is definitely there. It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism. Our ideal of vision.
I've got one that can see.
Great job, Jeremy Breen, on that. Yeah, way more views on his text channel than mine, because mine's throttled.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There's Mike Lindell on screen. He's working right up to the second he goes on. Mike, go back for a minute. I got a clip I'm going to play. Go back to you. People know you're there. Mike Lindell is on fire, running for governor. He is in the front running now in most polls. He was number three when he announced, even though it was late in the game. I think we're looking at the next governor if we can mitigate the fraud there. This is so massive, a true son of Minnesota, a true American pioneer, the true American success story. We'll go to him in just a moment. But I want to just illustrate what you're not getting from the corporate news. And that's that Jonathan Ross, a veteran, military veteran, veteran of ICE, 10 years, almost killed last year, drug, 300 feet, stitches all over his body, arms, legs. You've seen the photos, just everything torn open by a convicted child rapist that Democrats had let out of jail. Now we learn that Jonathan Ross, and you can see her hit him hard. I mean, you hear the impact from his own cell phone footage. And he hits him, and boom, they go, oh, well, we don't know that's inclusive. But then the corporate media won't show the footage from a Ring camera ahead of it showing him bounce off the hood and barely survive. And that's right when he pulls the trigger. Instead, the left's putting out all these screenshots, because they won't show you the video, from behind, saying when he's out standing at the side of the car walking over a minute earlier, that's him shooting her, because he had his gun out then. These people are sick. They're engaged in major deception. So, ICE agent who shot Renee Good, professional agitator sent her to do this, suffered internal bleeding, officials say. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent who fatally shot Renee Good last week in Minneapolis, Jonathan Ross, suffered internal bleeding to the torso following the incident, according to U.S. officials briefed on his medical condition. And they go into as he had extensive bleeding. Well, you can hear it. I mean, it's like, boom. I mean, she hits him hard. And he didn't say, oh, I accidentally pulled the trigger when she hit me, because that's when he hits him, and then boom, boom, boom. No, he said, I did it because I was worried there were other officers behind me. She was going to run him over. Because, you know, the wife says, drive, drive, drive. And she's like, we're about to get you. You know, kind of, you want some, you're about to get some. Drive, 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 baby. Boom. I mean, it's like in a gunfight. Feel your hand, bitch. You know, I mean, this is like the standoff at high noon. I said you knew fatally shot leftist activist Renee Good. Remember, the first they said she lived there. She took a wrong turn. They knew it was all lies. She tried to run him over, suffered internal bleeding. He's been in the hospital before for this. So just remember that that's not going to be anywhere on the corporate news. I've checked nobody, not ABC, not CNN, not CBS. They will not show the different camera footage from in front of her hitting him with the car and him flying up over the hood and almost dying. I mean, she hits him. He's like, you know. And I guess had the forethought when he's being hit, she hits him. And you hear the boom, 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 boom. Like a movie. Like Matrix or something. Where Agent Smith shooting at him and Neo shooting back. I mean, it's, you know, she's got a 4,000-pound salvo. Final thing I want to play before we go to Mike Lindell, because it sets this all up, is I've told, and General Flynn has told Tom Homan and others, they said, listen, we know you're busy, but you got to get embedded media with you. You've got to get ahead of all this stuff. We said this months ago. And we know with now 50,000 kids they found, they've rescued, another 100,000 they found, they're rescuing thousands a week now. You got to somehow blur their faces out and start getting this out. Because I know they're juveniles and that all gets sealed, but you got to show what you're doing because this is hero stuff. And in many cases, like in Minnesota where they get attacked, they're going to save kids. In one case, a few months ago, they saved like 15 kids. You see it all the time. They're getting shot at pot farms and they save a bunch of little kids that are there in sex slavery in California. It's insane. You've got to show it. Well, the sheriff's department was willing to do it. This is out of Arizona. Law enforcement officers from two different countries working together with feds and local sheriff's department to rescue an 8-year-old boy from a cartel human trafficking operation. And so finally people are able to see some of this. We need more of this. We need to humanize this because they're like, oh, look, this poor woman got arrested yesterday in Minnesota. No, she drove into a shutdown area, was acting all suspicious, cussing at him, wouldn't get out of the car. They arrested her. We've got to get this stuff out. Here's the clip.
Ya sabes que este niño no debe estar aquí. Que estás trayendo a este niño ilegalmente. Lo quiero escuchar de ti. Que ya sabes.
Start it over. So I'm trying to read the Spanish for radio listeners who don't speak Spanish. But you got some blob, and you can look at the room. It's obviously a sex operation. There's a little boy all curled up in the corner with some blob. You know, we know what's going on here. And this is the type of crap that is going on, folks. This is what the Democrats set up. This is who they are. So when they call Trump a pedo with no evidence, no, you're the party of pedos. Let's start it over. Go ahead. You know this child shouldn't be here. You're bringing this child illegally. You're going to do, who knows what, you know. You know what you're doing.
This originated out of Cochise County where a child trafficker ran by the criminal cartels trafficked this 8-year-old boy up through my county into Pinal County where your deputies work alongside the Cochise County Sheriff's Department interdiction team and trafficking unit. Brought justice for this little boy.
Y por eso, ¿cuánto te están pagando? ¿Cuánto?
No me pagaron. Me iban a dar nada.
Señora, te están pagando algo.
Me iban a dar solo $500.
$500. ¿Puedes ir con nosotros? Okay.
Well, when they got the call, my deputies didn't hesitate to run down to Eloy, meet with the little boy, make him safe, make him feel comfortable. And you can see on camera where he is visibly relieved when he can finally tell the truth and didn't have to give coached answers that he had been trained to give, to include a false name.
Él se llama Morgan.
That little boy is now safe and secure as we try to get him back into his family. But most important is that child trafficker, that adult, is not going to face the criminal justice system through the federal government.
Wow.
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 Remember Obama said 12 years ago, if you can get across the border with a kid, we'll let you in. And they would smuggle the same kids over and over again who've been kidnapped. This is the evil of these people. Absolute, total, complete evil. Now here is Governor Tim Walz last week dropping out of the gubernatorial race. Mike Lindell, depending on the polls, either in first or second position. If there was not fraud, he would be the new governor, hands down. We're going to talk to him in a moment, give him the floor, and there's other big issues to get into, totally vindicated on the election fraud, all as he said. We wouldn't know what we know today without Mike Lindell spending his entire fortune, $100 million, getting this out. And he's not upset, just like me. I have no money left anymore, just like he does, but we're rich when it comes to truth and justice, and we know we're going to save our country. That's what really matters at the end of the day. So we haven't given anything up. Actually, it was a blessing, in my view, to do this sacrifice. Oh, he agrees, but I'm certainly proud of him because he's been through hell. But there's a brief thing of Tampon Tim. who again is saying ICE is illegal and rise up against him, a true scumbag, but here he is dropping out of the race.
That'll take some questions.
Governor, do you know what changed to end your campaign by yourself, or did you receive pressure from Democratic allies?
This is a decision that I make and make with my family. And certainly, I think, as I said, it's the right decision. I'll note, I think it's appropriate we're here today. The war that's being waged against Minnesota, you're seeing it. We have a ridiculous surge of apparently 2,000 people not coordinating with us that are for a show of the cameras. I'm going to note to all of you, today is January 6th.
They won't work with the feds. They've ordered them not to.
The President of the United States led an insurrection against a fair election to try and overturn that and, you know, report both sides of this. Well, he said he really didn't, and courts convicted 400 of them, and he pardoned them. No, he did that. He did that, and that's today. And it's clear that we also saw today he implemented 5 states are being punished with a freezing of federal funds illegally that were appropriated by Congress, our tax dollars. And I find it interesting that Minnesota, California, Illinois, and New York were taking that. The interesting thing is...
All right, let's stop here. Well, guess what? Trump announced February 1st they're pulling all funding from leftist cities who are involved in human trafficking. All right, Mike Lindell, thanks for waiting while I went through all that. Very exciting. I'm looking at the polls. Despite the fact you entered the race late, you were at number 3. Now you're number 2 or number 1. This is so exciting. Let's talk about your gubernatorial run. Is an example of populism, and they try to destroy you coming back. But regardless, larger picture, what's happening in Minnesota, the attacking the hotels, beating up innocent people, attacking journalists, the corporate media shutting it all down. Mike Lindell, give us the latest from really the epicenter of the fight for this country right now, Minnesota.
Yeah, last night, I've been doing an event almost every day, with a debate with the other governors. Last night, I had to give a speech in southern Minnesota, and I brought up, what's going on right now in Minnesota. I said the first thing I'd do as governor, ban Sharia law, bring back our flag, and then change these welfare programs. Obviously, you get the fraud out, which was $9 billion, maybe even more. And then take these programs and get rid of them. I have a replacement where you're using private sector money. I've been working on it 10 years, and you have to vet these programs. A lot of them aren't even worth having. They just people become dependent on them. It's all just giveaways. And then, Alex, I said, too, some of the biggest problems we have in Minnesota is our media. The Star and Tribune probably being one of the worst papers in the United States. They suppress the truth, and they magnify the lies, and they magnify our lying politicians. Waltz, the governor of Minneapolis, Fry, Keith Ellison, our attorney general, who attacks me every single day, by the way. And there are very simple solutions. You go back about 8 years ago, Black Lives Matter in Minnesota was a big thing. They were going after our state fair, but they did one thing I'll never forget. They blocked off our main 10-lane highway, five lanes on each side. They blocked them off, all these people for Black Lives Matter, these protesters, in the middle of this five-lane highway on both sides. I couldn't get, my employees could not get to work for Minneapolis. We couldn't get our supplies. We basically had to shut down for 2 days, missing supplies and employees, or partially shut down. And I'm going, you know what? If it was me and a bunch of people out in the middle of the highway, you'd get arrested or run over. And it's a simple fix. What they're doing this 3 days ago in Minneapolis, they had this black guy. He lived in this neighborhood, and he got out of his car, and he starts pushing people out of the way. I need to get to my family. This is disgusting. These protesters, you got to make laws that you can't protest in the middle of the road.
He had to pick his daughter up. He had to pick his daughter up from school. And these white liberals, guys, I have to play that clip. Pull up a black man in Minnesota, push his left out of the way. And then they say, no, we're not leaving. They're going to stay there for hours. And you said, no, you're not. I mean, and then they block people in ambulances. They've done it all.
Yep. You got to make laws. You know, other states I've been to, they have protests, and you even get little permits if it's going to be a big protest. Or you protest over here. You don't commit other crimes like blocking off a road, or you got to make that crime one of the biggest, you know, if you want to protest the middle of the road, you're going to jail for a month. I mean, this is disgusting what they're doing. You're stopping ambulance, like you say, getting through people from getting to their families. I have a friend of mine that had to go down for very serious surgery at a hospital right in the middle of the city, Abbott Northwestern, and they, he was afraid to go down there. He had to change his appointment. These people, everybody's adjusting, and, that's the one I seen. There he is right there, you guys. He lives in that neighborhood. A lot of these protesters from out of state. They don't care. They're getting paid. It is horrific. Our media in Minnesota is behind this. They're by either not telling the truth or not talking about what's really going on.
Well, I was about to say, they're not showing. This has been going on now since Thursday night, a day after it happened. They go into main highways, block people for hours. They go into random hotels, start spitting and beating people up, and it's never on the national news. They act like there's all these angels, and then when they attack ICE with fireworks and beat them up, ICE got in a fight with protesters. No, they are assaulting. Let's play the clip. You mentioned this man trying to get to his daughter. Here it is.
Yep.
You guys got the clip ready?
Disrupting traffic, idiots. Can't do that. That's against the law.
I'm not gonna start throwing fists at y'all, bro. I'm not gonna run y'all over. Get away from my car, bro.
Okay,
get away from my car.
Don't touch him.
Get away from my car. I have a daughter in Brooklyn.
Don't touch him.
Get the fuck out of the way.
Run him over. Don't touch him.
Get out of the way. I have to get home.
You know, that's something you never want to be late for, because I end up being late for a lot of things. I'm busy, but in my life, I've got four children, three are grown up now, but when you're picking them up at some sporting event, or you're picking them up at some, and then sometimes there's a wreck, you leave early, because they get scared, you show up 10 minutes late, they're out there by themselves, that's a panic feeling, you gotta get to your daughter to pick her up, and then these people are in your way, it's like, it's physical, it's like, get out of my way.
No.
But it's not physical, because that's the left in general. They're all about getting in our way.
Yeah. It's disgusting. And then you have the mayor of Minneapolis, Fry, and our horrible governor saying, you know what? Just, go ahead. Keep doing this. Keep doing these protests. They're encouraging them. Our media up here is encouraging them. And you guys remember the summer of 2020, they burned down they let the precinct in Minneapolis get burned down. They're encouraging this stuff, and it's disgusting. This governor should be held, our governor should be held liable for all kinds of crimes, not just the fraud crime, which I believe they're going to uncover that he was a part of. That's my belief. But, this has to stop. You got to start arresting these people. Alex, the other day, I got to work here in Minnesota here at Mike Factory. We're 30 miles from Minneapolis, MyPillow Corporate. And out in the middle of the street, they had followed this guy, this criminal that is here illegal. It's here. ICE followed him. They got him out. It was right outside our door on the highway here. Five patrol cars or ICE or whatever. They're all out there in the thing. In the road, well, in my parking lot, on my private parking lot, right in front of our building by the front door, here these protesters are there already at 6:45 in the morning. This just went down. It's like they knew it was going to happen. My employees are coming in, and they're calling them racist. They're calling them fascist Nazis, yelling at them. I get there, and I go, get out of here. You're going to all be arrested. Now, they listen to me, but they – I mean, where these guys come from at this 6:45 in the morning, 30 miles from Minneapolis? I mean,
well, let's be clear. They grab Maduro at 1:45 East. By 7 a.m., 6 hours later in New York, all the same signs, cities all over the country. We know now Soros funded literally thousands protesting hours later saying free Maduro. This is organized.
It's very organized, Alex. It's very organized, everybody. And I'll tell you, I look at it though that right now is the stuff that's going on here in Minnesota as a blessing, because this is gonna, All this stuff is opening up, and they can't, our media here can't suppress it. It's getting, the word's getting out, these things that are going on with the fraud, with our criminal politicians here, and that's why running for governor, I think it's the perfect time. I mean, when I announced I was running was December 11th. None of this fraud had even come out in the news yet, and all this other stuff. And, so it's like, for me, having the solutions to all these problems, I can't wait to get in, Alex. I can't wait to win to get in because some of it is such common
sense.
Well,
let's be clear. You're a great guy. You're smart in business. You're a comeback story. Everybody loves it. You're battle hardened. You expose the election fraud. You're a hero. And the F you to the establishment putting you in over the top of all these globalists and all the Somalis. It is just the perfect story. Trump, I know, is behind it. We've all got to get behind it. And now in the polls, many polls, you're the leader now that Tim dropped out. I mean, this is exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited, and we get one shot at this. I've been telling everyone, you get one shot. These midterm elections, the most important election now in history. Each election really is, but this one, Minnesota has an opportunity. As we've been here, we've been the Trojan horse for Sharia law, this invasion in Minnesota. And, everyone just kind of sat back, even
calls
the Republicans.
Prayer, won, all of
know,
it.
As well. Yeah. Yeah. We get, they take our businesses. They wanted to shut down our lines. Cargill, it's based in Minnesota. And this goes back, January 3rd of 2016. They ended up firing 200 Somalians because, they wouldn't work. They wanted to shut down during their five times of prayer, shut down our work lines.
But it was worse than that. They were defecating in the hallways.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of terrible, horrible things. And in Minneapolis, they let, like our governor, the Christian churches leave the mosques open. You play, call to prayer. All over the buildings in Minneapolis. And I want to tell everybody something. They said it in Portland, this gal the other day, she says, oh, this is a really safe place now because there's nobody downtown. That's where we're at in Minneapolis. You took the protesters out. I went down there 2 weeks before Christmas and it was just so sad. I used to have a store down there. And people are afraid to go down there, and plus they're buying everything online, and all these small businesses are going to be going under. Alex, I have a great plan for that. You know, I work with the great Rudy Giuliani, works with me at Lindell TV. Remember, he saved New York. He went in there and made it the safest place around back in beating the crime and putting the precinct right in the middle of Times Square. When you went to New York, you felt safe. But I want to bring that back to Minneapolis, and I want to take and you got to make it safe. And then I got a great thing to do to bring back the where people will shop again by removing the sales tax. There, you got to get you got to give them a reason to go physically shop again.
No, I agree, Mike Lindell. What we need is leadership. I cannot think of a better populist slam dunk than you. But you've announced for governor. You're already, depending on the poll, number one or number two. If we mitigate the election fraud, which looks like it's happening, definitely Minnesota, you're going to be the next governor. This is so exciting. I want to hear your take on all the other big issues and more. And you've got the biggest sale ever going right now at MyPillow.com. Yeah. We're going to come back and talk about that with the great trailblazer, Mike Lindell. But first, to Kamala Harris and the left and the globalists and all who they want to impede America and shut us down, I say move, bitch. Get out the way. We'll be right back.
Disturbing the peace, sis. Not an illusion, we running the streets, sir. So bye-bye to all you groupies and gold diggers. Is there a bumper on your ass? No, nigga. I'm doing 100 on the highway. So if you do the speed limit, get the fuck out of my way. I'm DUI, hardly ever caught sober. And you about to
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Omaha, you've been weighing heavy on my mind.
Folks, I want you to listen to me very carefully.
I don't want to be an insider. I don't want to be the establishment. I want to be the trailblazer. I want to be the game changer. I want to be the trendsetter. And I want to be around the people that are consistently right, are consistently honorable, consistently care about humanity. Because there's a lot of those people. And we need to stop putting lawyers in Congress, like 80% are lawyers. I'm not against lawyers in general, but give me a break. 10% of Congress be lawyers. It should be, as George Washington and Thomas Jefferson said, farmers and engineers and pastors. And this is what we need. We need people that get the job done. You heard Mike Lindell say he gets in governor. He's going to go and get Giuliani, who already fixed New York. He's going to also go into corporate systems that really work to bring in management that actually helps the people. The globalists don't want to fix things. I got a clip I never got to yesterday of Bukele explaining. He gets into office and they come to him and they say, sir, we have a plan. The Americans taught us. I know the backstory on it. It's a Victor Zinsky plan. He goes, we can shut down crime right away, but we actually need crime to stay in power. And, you know, we actually use it and we can't get rid of it all right now. It actually makes us money. And he just said, you're arrested. And now they're super wealthy in just 4 years and basically have no crime. It's simple. It's called leadership. The people want the leadership. Bukele wins by 85%. They call him a fascist. He's the opposite. We need leadership, folks. This is done by design. People on average want good. So, Mike Lindell, I know you like to talk about yourself here, but people need to get behind you. You have this evil attorney general who's now been caught on tape. When the Somali fraud came out, Congress has the tape. It's come out in court cases saying, don't worry about the fraud. I'll cover it up. Just give me the money. And he gets all the campaign contributions. You had announced 48 hours before you were running, thinking about running for governor.
Yep.
I kind of jumped the gun and got you on and said you had. You said, well, I'm thinking about it. He had already started an investigation against your Lindell Recovery Network just to demonize you. So the point is, it's a monster who is, and we know it's not just Somalis, they're the bag men. We know most of the money's going up the chain. So talk about the gubernatorial run, but talk about the Somali fraud and where you see this going. And if we don't see DOJ indictments of Ellison and of Tampon Tim and of Ilhan Omar, who we all know have been caught holding the bags, then I'm going to get really upset. But you have been, you've been very positive. You say your intel is a lot of stuff's coming and we're starting to see that actually happen.
Yeah, I think they've all got to go to prison. I mean, Ilhan Omar didn't go from 65,000 4 years ago to a net worth of over 36 million. And Keith Ellison has attacked me. Is it because I thought it was, well, probably because I'm running for governor, but this was even before then, because he's against my Christian network. I mean, he just wants it gone. He also wants my foundation gone, which is actually the prototype that I would use to replace all these welfare systems. It's an amazing platform, and this goes, it's very organized, his attack on me, and I do want to say, everybody, you know, I really believe I have the best solutions for these problems. Like I said, you got all these Somalis here, you have to ban Sharia law. You got to take away these welfare programs. And then, according to Christy Noem, there's over 50% of them are here illegally anyway, and they've got to be deported. So you've got to put people in jail and deport the ones that aren't. But you got to go right to the top. You got to go to Keith Ellison.
He says he loves Antifa. He loves Antifa.
Yeah, I mean, he is horrible, Keith Ellison. What he's doing is so corrupt. The stuff that he's done, if you looked into his background and everything, it's unreal. But I know one thing, Alex, I do need help. Everything says, well, Mike, you know, it's next November. No, right now, I'm doing something that hasn't even been done before in politics for my campaign. And this is where we need help. It's MikeLindellGov.com. It's MikeLindellGov.com. There's a big straw poll that comes out on February 3rd. Now, do I need the GOP's endorsement? Everyone, you know, our primary isn't till August, so to get that would be great so you could get everyone else out of the field and then pour everything I have into the campaign. We have one shot at this. We have to win Minnesota, and this is a national thing. If you don't live here, I'll tell you what, everything I'm doing affects all.
Well, let's just be clear. It's an epicenter of their corruption, their money, their laundering up the top. It's $24 million actually now. I know you talk to Trump a lot. He needs to endorse you early. He needs to explain the Republican Party.
He put, He put a big shout out, everybody, but I want to explain that to everybody. When I told him I was running, it was 3 days before I announced, and I said, I wanted him to know that I didn't go to him and say, hey, if you give me your endorsement, I'll run for governor. No, I wanted him to know and everybody to know, when I go into something, I'm 100% all in, and I'm 100% all in to win Minnesota and secure.
You didn't put a proviso in. You, like David, shut up to fight Goliath. I agree, but now he needs to endorse you early because this is late already. The fight is now. So when everybody needs to call Trump, they need to flood Truth Social, endorse Mike Lindell now publicly.
And I want to tell everybody, too, what I am going to do with, if you can donate to MikeLindellGov.com. I'm going to do something, Alex, that hasn't been done before. I was going to do it for the president.
Well, let's go slow. Go slow. I want to put the URL up. Is that MikeLindellGov?
.com. MikeLindellGov.com.
Mike Lindell, G-O-V, because I'm telling you, folks, you think Ventura being the governor was a sensation or Schwarzenegger all fakes? No. Mike Lindell as the government of Minnesota, he'll turn the state around. Oh, my God. It is so juicy. And it cuts off the Islamics. And he's got his Christian networks. They are so pissed at him, folks. This is the domino of real men and women running. But if you don't back him, well, I've been telling you, I smell victory. I smell it. Like when I endorsed Trump 10 years ago, I smell it. If we get behind you, it's like Field of Dreams. Build it, they will come. Get behind it, it will happen. So, Mike, say it again. We'll put the URL. Yeah. Mike Lindell, G-O-V.
MikeLindellGov.com, everybody. MikeLindellGov.com. Anything you can do. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make half-hour infomercials that are going to educate everyone in Minnesota.
Let me interrupt you. I'm going to shut up. You gave up your $100 million fortune as the number one retailer in modern history, broke all the records, top seller in Walmart history. It's on record. They brag about it. You spent $100 million exposing fraud. They came at you. They defaulted you. With the judges found you guilty. You didn't back down. You just keep winning. If people don't bet on somebody that's given 100%, then you deserve slavery, folks. We need to back him. And I know Trump's got a lot going on. I want an early endorsement because, like you said, it's happening out for you right now. I am all in. Start over.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, everybody. It's MikeLindellGov.com. And what I'm going to do is I think people know, you know, when we raise money for campaigns and stuff, they're going, they put out these 1 minute commercials and bashing the other people and stuff and showing the problems, but you don't have time in there to sell the solutions. Oh, I'm going to lower your health care. I'm going to help the economy. I'm going to help the teachers. I'm going to put specific things in a half hour infomercial to educate everyone on my exact plans. And they're, by the way, they're going to be up on MikeLindellGov.com. These solve problems. Problem, solution, and this is what it's going to solve. And these are based on things that have worked, things that will work and that have worked. And to me, giving these people, there was 250,000 people in Minnesota that voted for Donald Trump in 2020 that didn't even bother to go out and vote in 2022. I'm going to spend every day, if I have to go door to door in Minnesota and say, hey, do you realize the importance of
this? You've proven it. You will spend every dime you've got to win, and you'll work 20 hours a day. If people don't back you, they're not backing themselves. It is a no-brainer. We need maximum push for you right now.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. And yes, everybody, it's MikeLindellGov.com. We need it now. This month of January.
The left has, the CIA put the Somalis there. They're targeting Ohio and Minnesota with the takedown. We're going to retake. They're trying to capture the flag of Minnesota. The main battle's in Minnesota right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We're the tip of the spear. And I said it before 4 years ago, everybody, that Minnesota was the Trojan horse for this takeover. This is not even deep state globalists. This is Islamic. This is Islam. This is, you see what's happening in Texas. Over 100 mosques went up in just, I think, in the past year. But in Minnesota here, we've had to deal with, even in our education, our teachers with them in the classroom, they can't teach. You have these students, and there's so much red tape and so much being correct not to remove them. And so the other students don't get held back.
And they do it on purpose. They don't pray in the street in Muslim countries. They got 58 countries. They do it here. It's about pissing in our face, dominating us, planting the flag. It's all about exercising power.
Yep, absolutely. And the first thing I'll do as governor, you got to ban Sharia law. It's been done in many other states, and it's got to be done here.
They want to establish their law over us. We say that. We're saying you don't put your law and your own courts over us.
Exactly. You don't interfere with our Constitution because of your, whatever you believe in, your beliefs. And so all these solutions I have, the only thing I need, I've told people, I won't win. I just need support. I need help. All my money went for the election across the country. And even during that time, one of my things is, for the election platforms with my pillow. Everyone says, well, Mike, you know, look at my pillow. You had, you know, you owe this, you owe that, and this happened. Yeah, that was our own government attacking my pillow. And I, over the last year and a half, all I've done is keep that secure, keep balancing
that.
Yeah,
let's be clear. I love how they spin you staying in the fight and being an incredible fighter as if it's bad. Yeah. Let's be clear. That's why I love you so much. Love you before you ever came on. I've been through the same stuff. I've eaten the same concrete. I've been stabbed with the same daggers. And the fact is they cannot, the more we survive, the more they hate us. The more they hate Trump, the more they hate you, the more they hate me. And the point is that it is a success story of human resistance that despite all this, you have parlayed and the public supported you and you've still done it. And we even stronger as we lose a little bit of wealth we had. Let me guess, you're happier and stronger than you've ever been. And you got made fun of saying there was fraud 5 years ago. You've been totally vindicated.
It just came out, Alex, yesterday the Supreme Court ruled that $5 million challenge. Of course, the headlines were, Mike Lindell doesn't have to pay the money now with the Supreme Court. No, I was vindicated. It's all true. It's all true. And you know what I said last night in a speech?
Hold on, talk about that first. You just got vindicated on the, tell us that.
Yeah, that was the Supreme Court did not accept the $5 million challenge, which I won on appeal. The evidence was from the 2020 election when I had the big cyber symposium in the summer of 2021. That's when all the way through the courts and these guys were bringing it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said no. We're not just going to look at it. This is a, you shouldn't be brought it to us. I mean, it was, so that was a big thing, but you think it would be headlines on Fox News going, Mike Lindell vindicated. His evidence is true. But no, they don't talk about it. They don't talk about it. But you know what? My big vindication will be when we get to secure elections with paper ballots hand counted and to get rid of these electronic voting machines once and for all. But I will say this, I said last night, this is the big part of this, everybody. This is a spiritual battle of evil and good. It's much bigger than politics. It's way bigger. And I said last night at the Rose Garden, I said, when I did that speech at the Rose Garden, right before with the China virus, we all went into lockdown. I said a nation had turned its back on God. We had taken God out of our schools. I said, we need to get back in our Bibles, back with our families, and pray for God's grace. And you know what? You could take Minnesota. That was it. What we did in Minnesota, what's happened here is horrific. We took God out of everything. What people might not know is Tim Walz, our governor, let a satanic statue be put right in the middle of the Capitol. And he said, we got to be fair. Fair to the devil? Disgusting, Alex. And he got an award for it, which still sits down there to this day. My first day will be a destruction of this. You've got to destroy the evil.
I totally agree. So the time we've got left, it takes money to win wars. And we're not backed by Qatar or the Easter Bunny or any of that. We're backed by you. You've got a huge sale going, and it supports InfoWars as well, a win-win. Tell us about this sale right now.
Yeah, you guys, at my pillow, what I hold here, this is my mattress toppers mattress made in the USA. They have over 10,000 comfort supports. I built these things to help you sleep, your body. And we have them all on sale for the lowest prices ever. And with that promo code, Alex, you go to mypillow.com/Alex, free shipping on your entire order. Shipping's expensive. That's on myself and my employees. We got our mattresses on sale. They come right to your front door. I'm going to put a six month money back guarantee. You're going to love them. It's going to change your life. And a 10-year warranty. And there you've seen as you went by our new drink that I have. It's an anti-tire drink. No caffeine, no sugar. It's called Rev 7. I drink it all day long. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. You don't have crashes. You don't have You're not jittery. It's just mental clarity. We all need that at this time. So you got good, great mental clarity while you're awake, and then you're getting the best sleep of your life. Change any bed into the best bed ever. There it is. It's this new anti-tired drink, you guys. You have to try it. It's new technology your body needs. There's BHB in there, and it's what your body needs. It's these ketones, and you guys just got to check it out. It's absolutely no sugar, no caffeine, no crash. You guys, it's a mental clarity you can't imagine. I just, you know, when these guys came to me, and I've been working on this 2 years now, that we've got it all. We got the shots in too, and you guys can get them. And what it is, you're just not tired. You know, you don't get tired.
It actually gives your cells what they need.
You don't go way up and come way down like an energy drink should be all jittery. This is amazing. That's why we call it the anti-tired.
Well, I'll be very clear to people, and I'm going to tell the story briefly. Joseph Farah, back with the Western Journalism Center, like 15 years ago, whenever it was, they sued the Clintons and got their records from their foundation, not the Worldwide Pedophile Foundation, but their national foundation, their presidential library in Little Rock. The first meetings in 1993 when they get into the White House is, we've got these people making films about us, we've got online newsletters and conservative publishers. Conservatism and Christianity is the dominant force. We got to sue and IRS them. We got to shut down conservative media. It was small then, because if it grows, it'll create their own economy. If conservatives ever figure out that supporting this will grow a new economy, we're over. That's why they hate InfoWars. It's why they hate Mike Lindell. Yep. Self-funding, direct sales, great products. You love them. We put the truth out. We hire journalists like he's done, I've done. We battle them. This model happens. We win. We're promoting stuff that's popular. Our job's easy. That's why it is Revolutionary Act. You don't just get great mattresses and pillows and sheets and, you know, great natural healthy energy drinks. You don't just get great slippers and dog beds and all that. You literally are financing the second American Revolution. Take Thomas Jefferson. He got sent over during the war for a year to sell little American flags to the rich French for, you know, 10,000 times they were worth. It was just a memento that he would sign, and they would give him the equivalent of like $1 million. They'd give him gold, silver that they'd send back to win the war. Just the French knew that, too. They were buying a memento. You're not buying a flag for 5,000 times what it's worth. You're getting a mattress that's great, that hires Americans at a super low price, that's wonderful, and funding revolution, where Mike Lindell, because he's just like me, I care about winning. I don't give a rat's ass about myself. It means nothing. I just want to stay in the fight. And they've put him in a corner. They put me in a corner. We're still fighting, but your support is so critical. Go to mypillow.com/Alex. We get a little bit of support from him. There's not much markups. We get a little bit. It helps keep us on air. It keeps him what he's doing. All of it. It's so critical. Do your shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Do your shopping at mypillow.com/Alex or call 800-675-4614. That's our own number. The great folks in Minnesota, Americans, will answer the call. They've got thousands of amazing products. Take action now. 800-675-4614. Use promo code Alex at checkout or go to mypillow.com/Alex. Mike Lindell, please continue.
Yes, and my employees appreciate, and you guys are supporting them. Made in the USA, and the people that answer, I'm going to be answering some of these calls downstairs at 800-875-4614. You're helping them with their jobs, and they're helping you if you have any questions on the Made in the USA mattress. Remember, it comes right to your front door. And it's free shipping on your entire order today. Promo code Alex. My employees appreciate, Alex, your show and everything you've done to keep my pillow going, because I need my pillow to be secure so that I can continue this fight to help save our country. This is what it's all about. You said it right. We need to. It's a win-win-win-win. You're helping this great show. You're helping these employees, but you're helping yourself get the best sleep of your life and with all the other products.
And you're exposing election fraud, and you're kicking the globalists out.
Yep. And I'm going to be able to put 100% of my efforts in to not only to win Governor of Minnesota, but to change everything, change things. We have to change things. We're at a point in history. There is no tomorrow. This is it.
Trump says we are now at the tipping point. God's gracious grace
for such a time as this. And this is it.
We are now at a tipping point. Guys, pull up Trump last week. He said it actually 2 weeks ago too. We're at a tipping point. He's absolutely right. Talk about that tipping point, Mike.
Yeah, this is it. It's just, there's no, you know, when you talk about election, this is the most important election in history coming up. It can all be for naught. We can't, we've come so far. This is the best time in history to be alive. This is what's going to change everything. And I want people out there, don't get discouraged. Like I've told our president, I said, this is on God's timing, not our timing. We can all do our part. And some things that, that happen, you're going, oh, that's a terrible thing. But you know what? It might be meant to be, because God uses all things for good for those who believe. When we get to the great place I know we're going to get to, you're going to look back and say all this had to happen in order to get to that great place. The president now agrees with me, everybody. If he'd have been put in 4.5 years ago, if they'd have put him in on December 14th or January 6th, we would have lost our country forever, because we needed all these bad things and all these things to be revealed, or we were just getting boiled like frogs and it was going to be over. Right now, this is a blessing. All this stuff going on in Minnesota, it's going to open up. It's not just happening here. It's happening across our country. Some places more than others. Some places less than others. But this is exposing everything from crooked politicians to crooked welfare programs to Sharia law trying to invade our country. And it's all...
Well, I mean, it's simple. You are a proven fighter, and I'm not kissing your ass. I see men that have proven themselves and they're winning. I'm just so thankful. I mean, I've committed everything to this. All I care about is beating these people because they are evil. They deserve it. And Trump is so much hardcore now. He's moving so fast now. Like you said, so much is about to happen. It's already happening. Don't be black-pilled, folks. Be white-pilled. But be engaged. Here's Trump talking about the tipping point we're at right now.
You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing.
And she was the ruling party that did genocide, and we saved her. We shouldn't have. So, yeah, call it out. Get hardcore. Trump is getting so hardcore. I got a bunch of examples. And for Mike Lindell leaves us. Mike, closing comments. We love you. If people don't get your products that are already so insanely low priced, that are already so great, they're insane. I mean, it's time, folks, to bet on the people that bet on you, to bet on the thoroughbreds that are battle hardened. We have a major veteran in the fight here. We love you, Mike.
Well, thank you. And everybody, get those mattresses, those mattress toppers. Take advantage of the free shipping with promo code Alex. Go to MyPillow.com/Alex. You guys, we do have we have hundreds and hundreds of products from our towels. We got our 6-piece towel sets. You got our new anti-tire drink. You've got blankets. We put it all on sale because we count on you and you count on us to get all these great products and use that promo code and call my reps right down. I'm going to take some calls downstairs, everybody. I love talking, going back and talking to the people. 800-675-4614. And there it is. I mean, you got our original My Pillows on there for $14.95. Made in the USA socks.
I love those. Coffee. I love your socks.
Yeah, and we got the coffee, the best coffee you'll ever have in history, the My Coffee. We've got all these things, and you guys, and then there's MyStore.com, over 1,000 entrepreneurs there, where you can also use promo code Alex. They have all made in the USA products, but all of that, you guys, supporting My Pillow lets me go out and put 100% all in to run for governor. I do need your support there, MikeLindellGov.com. It's MikeLindellGov.com. Alex, I can't thank you enough. You're a hero to this country. You're helping save and do everything you can, and you've given it all, and I respect you, and I love you, Alex. You guys, you're so awesome.
I love
awesome.
You too,
thank
Mike.
You.
We're two brothers. God bless you. Get back to work. We love you, Mike. Take care.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Lady. I don't agree with some of her end games, some of her conclusions, but I think she's a reputable, smart person who's very accurate in her general analysis. That said, it's a populist uprising in Iran. Sure, Israel's in there, wants to control it, and I'm really worried about that. Israel wants to put the Shah's kid in there. Terrible idea, of course. But just, it can't be like this simple two-dimensional thing of, are you for Iran or are you for Israel? That's coming up. But more and more is coming out about this Renee Good, this professional activist, and her wife, and them running around looking for trouble and ramming cops and finding it. And now her family and stuff's coming out, and it just gets worse from there. And I'm not glad she's dead. You know, I wish that Officer Ross could have jumped quicker. He got hit hard. He got internal bleeding. He's been drugged before. He shot her. I think it was a clean shoot. I wish he would have just showed more discretion, but that's impossible because I wasn't there. It's real easy to Monday morning quarterback when you're not there, isn't it? Am I glad she's dead? No, but that's all they got, folks. Not the hundreds of thousands of the illegal aliens killed, but they got this one woman to shake in our face all day. So Renee Good's former father-in-law is an American Christian patriot who supports President Trump and knows his daughter-in-law was wrong. God bless him. I don't blame the ICE agent. Renee and Rebecca shouldn't have been there. Yeah. Closed off streets, driving in, blocking ICE, threatening them, and then ramming with a car. What? To me, you see the footage from the front, you hear the gunshots. She hits him, he bounces off the front. Boom, 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 boom. I think he was instinctively, on her, got hit, pulled the trigger. But he didn't cop out on that, even though I think that's what happened. He said, no, there were agents behind me she could have killed. And maybe that guy was that dialed in. I don't know. Point is, you're hitting somebody with a car that's got a gun on you. Come on, give me a break. And with the left saying, kill ICE, Second Amendment, kill them, kill them, kill them, they've already brought the temperature way up here, folks. ICE is the underdogs. They are. There's 10,000 of them. There's 40 million illegals. Go ahead and play the clip.
I want to ask you about this. You know, when you talk about the confusion, and you've been open, obviously, about your support for the president, when you look at the videos of what happened, and I'm sure they're very
hard. Notice they never show the front video.
Watch if you've
Let's show our own front video. B-roll our own front video.
The deputy attorney general says that the Justice Department doesn't believe that there's evidence to back a criminal investigation, right? And no, nothing about charges or anything like that. Just an investigation.
Notice even Trump just says, oh, he hit him for the back footage. No, we have the front footage. The front footage. The front footage.
Resigning today, pressuring them to investigate Renee's actions and Becca, her wife's actions. How do you feel about all that?
Well, you know, I'm not blaming anybody. I mean, it's a hard situation all the way around. It's hard for the, you know, for everybody involved. I mean, the ICE agent, you know, at first I didn't see the footage where, you know, he was actually, you know, he was actually being ran. I mean, I seen the bump of the car hitting his legs. And so in a flash like that, it's hard to say how you'd react. From my understanding that he had been through that before, maybe dragged or something.
He's talking about the footage showing him get hit, but they won't show it.
It's a hard situation for everybody. You know, Becca, you know, she's a great person as well. I mean, you know,
not the apostle, one from far away.
I love everybody and that's what the Bible tells us. Love our neighbors as we love ourselves. But you know, I think there's some bad choices. And the word says, for the wrath of God will come upon the children of disobedience. And, you know, I don't blame us. I don't blame Rebecca. I don't blame Renee. I just wish that, you know, if we're walking the spirit of God, I don't think she would have been there.
Yeah, no kidding. She was looking for trouble.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Israel involved 100%. Does Israel want to put the retarded son of the Shah in power? Yes. Am I against that? Yes. And you've seen Persians out in California show with you all saying no mullahs, no kings. Everybody attacks him and beats him up. And the media spins it and says, look at Jihadi, he tried to kill everybody. No, they climbed him on his truck, punched him in the face, tried to kill him. He tries to get away. And then I told listeners, I said, no, this guy was saying no mullahs, no kings. And they attacked him, but it got spun by the Israel lobby. So I don't support what Netanyahu is doing. I don't want to put a king in there. I don't want any of this, but I've talked to so many Persians in America over the years I've been on air, 30 plus years. And I was on air a few years and I had like Persians come to me in parking lots, you name it, and say, oh yeah, we don't like the mullahs, blah, blah, blah. But also the Shah didn't like Israel either. So
you know, the fact you're trying to put his kids in or whatever. So I'm not saying, look, Trump says he's going to back the resistance. Well, the resistance is over the economy and so many issues. So the people generally just want cheaper goods. They want cheaper energy. They want to have a better economy. But now it's broken into, do you want a Shah, a new king, a new Kaiser? Do you want some new Islamic leader? That's why the U.S. shouldn't be involved, is because look what happened. Before Trump got in, Turkey, Israel, NATO overthrows Syria, puts in the leader of Al-Qaeda, and then Trump still meets with him. I'm totally against that. And I get Trump was inherited that. But now that's where we are. So I get all that. My issue with Iran is that you can't say that in general you have this opposition just because of Israel. Yeah, Israel wants its aims there. But at the end of the day, from the numbers I've seen, the vast majority of the Persians are sick of the Shiite group that is there running things. And I don't know if they can hold on to power. I don't know if they can stay in control. And I don't know what they're going to do with their sleeper cells and their stand-behind networks in a crisis, or the globalists or Israel may stage false flags and blame Iran. It's a very dangerous situation. And Trump played into this right after Butler. I said they'll blame Iran. 3 days later, they did. Trump said, oh, if I get killed, blow up Iran. You just ask Israel to assassinate you and blame Iran. So this is very complex, ladies and gentlemen. Trump's talking about, you know, let's click that, 24 hours. So this is all a big deal. And I said back when Trump did his limited strike, I said, this is just the camel's nose under the tent flap. Israel is going to want Trump to do it again. And that's the real danger. So do I support the people having a new government? Yes. Should we be involved? I've studied it. I barely understand it. But Socrates, Aristotle said, I know nothing. Or like I said, I'm retarded. Well, at least I'll admit I'm retarded. I've studied it for years and I barely understand it. And I won't sit back and claim I know what's going on. I just know that you have all these foreign powers manipulating here, and you've got China and Russia and North Korea allied with them. This could be a major trigger. So that's my basic breakdown. Iran warns of retaliation if Trump strikes. U.S. withdraws some personnel from bases. They got aircraft carriers in place. They got all the spy planes, all the rest of it, moving into the areas. It looks bad. World waits to hear of Iran executed protester after Trump warns them not to. Some personnel at key U.S. bases in Qatar advised to evacuate as Iran officials bring up earlier attack. Netanyahu's plane leaves Israel airspace mysteriously. There are rivers of blood, the true horrors of Iran's protest massacres. We do have footage of the troops shooting people. They're mad at Putin. He's not getting involved. Well, my word is he made a deal with Trump. That he does what he wants to Ukraine. Trump does what he wants wherever. And I think you're starting to see that. So here we are. All right. Syrian girl, who I really appreciate, been interviewed her 16, 17 years, joins us. Her family was the previous ruling party, got kicked out by Assad's dad. She's lived in Australia. Despite that, she still called accurately what's happened. So I've never disagreed with her analysis. She's always been dead on. You can disagree sometimes with her conclusions, but I wanted to get her take today on where this is going and what she thinks is going to happen. Syrian girl, thanks for being here.
Hi, Alex. Always glad to be here, and I'm glad to see you doing well. I'm always excited to be here. So Iran, we've sort of been here before. I don't know if your crew showed you, but I was actually in Iran a couple of months ago. I went to a science conference actually, and I was surprised to find out that I could go out with showing my hair and nothing happened to me. Basically, there's a vlog I did where I dragged one of the people, the staff members for the science conference, and I had her go shopping with me, and I filmed like the life there and the women there, and everything seemed normal, and a lot of women were not covering their hair. So I think that there is a lot of propaganda out there about, the liberal world order and what it wants to impose on Iran. I think it's more about like promoting LGBTQ stuff. Or,
by the way, let's just stop right here because this is a big deal. We're told women can't go out without burqas on, but I have seen tons of. So there have been reforms there. This is you there recently. Start over. This is really important.
Yes, I don't know if you want to, like, if you want to play the sound, but.
Yeah, we'll play the sound in a moment. Tell us about it. We'll play the sound in a moment, but just tell us about it.
Sure, sure, yeah. Well, basically, yeah, like, the shops were open, the economy seemed fine. I took a metro, I haven't uploaded that video yet. But it's funny because here in Australia, in the city I live in, we don't have a metro, so I was very impressed. But yeah, there's nobody stopping you for showing your hair. And I even like when I went onto the plane, there was a woman in a midriff on the plane. And I thought to myself, like, I really packed overly modestly for this. I was under some propaganda as well. So I think that, what are they fighting for in terms of the women's stuff? I'm assuming radical feminism. I'm assuming, OnlyFans to be allowed. Like, that's
no, but I mean, you have done a slam dunk here because they're claiming women have to wear full beekeeper suits there. And I know that's not the case, so that is a lie. Here you are at a major mall. The majority of women are not wearing any head coverings.
Yeah, and I was surprised. I was surprised by that because I, like, obviously I packed the scarf and everything. You could see me wearing it around my neck. So I assumed that I had to. One of the only times I had to wear it was at a synagogue, ironically, where I interviewed a rabbi. So I think that, we have to really take a lot of what we're hearing about overseas with a grain of salt.
Well, that's right. We forget Judaism, not attacking it. Just be fair. Under real Orthodox Judaism, women wear basically burqas.
Well, yeah, like there is a burqa sect of Orthodox Judaism, as you guys can look up. But I think that, you know, we've been here before. So for me, it's a really big hypocrisy where, the regime change in Syria brings in Al-Qaeda, but the regime change in Iran has to bring in OnlyFans, you know? So, like, can people be consistent about their regime change operations? No. It's just really what it comes down to is the wars for Israel. Like, Iran and Israel are obviously opposed to whether or not they support the genocide of Palestinians. And Iran is got major missiles that we saw them use in the 12-day war. So the U.S. is getting roped into this. And Netanyahu has been asking the U.S. to go to war for Israel against Iran.
And so, Sarah, you're all going to talk about this, and I want to do a whole segment on it. This is so important. Here it is. U.S. military action in Iran may begin within 24 hours. Iran warrants retaliation. If Trump strikes, U.S. withdraws some personnel from bases. This is a big deal. But I didn't know you had this amazing footage. I didn't know you went to Iran. I want to play the audio of this just to show, because I just know where the truth is, and I've been seeing this, that we hear all this stuff in Iran. This really puts a major problem in that when the footage you have. So I want to air a few minutes of footage. Now, when were you in Tehran? When was this footage shot?
Like a couple of months ago, maybe up to 3 months. It was a science conference called the Mustafa Prize. It's like the Nobel Prize. I was just covering it as a journalist. I didn't win as a scientist, just to be clear. But I apologize in advance for the music in the video. But I also wanted to actually support the statement that the war could start tomorrow, because according to my sources, the war could start tomorrow. If not tomorrow, at least by the end of the month.
Well, we're going to talk about the war, the big issue, but I want to finish up with this amazing footage I hadn't seen. Wow, here you are in Tehran, capital city, major shopping mall, majority of women not wearing burqas. Looks like an open free society. This just shows we're being told it's a lie. Here it is.
Hi everyone, this is Syrian Girl and I'm shopping in Iran's capital, Tehran, with a beautiful Iranian guide, just to show how much propaganda there is about women's life here to promote regime change. So hop in, friends, we're going shopping. We're in Iran. It's really cool. Let's go to the store that has music.
All of the music.
Yeah, is it this one?
shopping center. It's kind of... Is it the best one? No.
No, no. Actually,
it's not. It's busy. Not the best, but it's cheap. It's a cheap bazaar store. So now we're going back out. We're going to go to one of the oldest bazaars ever. This is a perfumery just outside the mall, and he can mix you up any scent you want, and he'll even dupe famous scents for you. So I think the name of the store is Scent Raal. Get it? Scent Raal. And the owner is also very nice. Now we go to Tehran's Grand Bazaar, which is 450 years old. Which makes this shopping center more than 5.5 times older than the terror state of Israel. What will you find at the bazaar? Everything. But they say Iran is blessed with 3 golds. Pistachios, caviar, and saffron. See, the Zionists are lying to you about Iran and about the women in Iran. Because they want to manufacture consent for regime change. They want to bomb and destroy the lives of these happy people for daring to oppose Israel's genocide of Palestinians. This concludes my shopping blog, so thank you for coming along with me, and long live Iran, down with Israel.
All right, so we're showing all sides here. Now, get into the strikes. What do you think for the next 48 hours? What's happening? What's behind this? Who they might put in? Go ahead with your perspective. People deserve to hear all angles.
Thank you very much for always being open to all angles, Alex. And I always honor the free speech on this show. And I do, however, do apologize for the music in that video. A bit embarrassing. But in any case, I think that, according to my sources, we are looking at war in the next 24 hours. If not that, then at least by the end of the month. I don't know in what capacity that war is going to be. I suspect there's going to be kinetic strikes, you know, missiles as before. However, Iran's going to possibly, if the U.S., you know, is the one starting this war, you're looking at U.S. military being targeted here. You're looking at the Strait of Hormuz possibly closing, U.S. naval ships being targeted. And the question is, for what? Like, why? Like, why are Americans being asked to die for something like the internal politics of the Middle East? Because yeah, you can say that Iranians are hungry, but that's also because of sanctions. So the other question I would say is like, again, why? Apparently Richard Grenell has tweeted that this is about having gay pride parades in Iran, or like bringing more like homosexuality to Iran. When I was in Tehran, one of my guides actually pointed out an area where like the homosexuals and trans like to hang out. So it's definitely already there. It's like, you know, every society in the world, there's going to be homosexuality. And they're not being like dragged away from the street for that, but it's just not out in the public. There's no parades of it, right? And I think although the Iranian government does offer stipends or money, the government gives money for transgender surgery, actually, which is very curious. Nevertheless, it's not like as they portray where you're going to be
dragged. The Iranian government pays for trans surgery?
Yes, it does. It does, and it has for decades.
Well, we should overthrow them as well as our own government then.
Well, you know, it's they consider it a medical problem. So I think that, I don't know what to tell you. There's homosexuality, there's trans everywhere. It's just that there's no gay pride parades, okay? There's no LGBT flags everywhere. And the same thing, you know, the irony is, like, in Syria, they're bringing Al-Qaeda. So it's not really about the gays, right? It's not really about the trans or the liberalism. that's just all like arguments for war. And this is all about oil. It's all about Israel.
And I love that. I love how they don't care anymore. Now they're like, oh, he was the leader of Al-Qaeda, but it's okay now. It's just out in the open.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, how many people's heads did he cut off? Were there any Americans amongst them? Like, none of that really matters anymore, because at the end of the day, Assad was like, you know, I'm Syrian. You saw in the video I'm against Israel. And that's because, you know, Israel not only occupies Syrian territory, but they also had a hand in undermining the previous state, and they openly said that they armed 12 rebel groups. So, you know, they're kind of responsible. Netanyahu came out and says, I am responsible for, like, the fall of Assad, and I'm reaping all the benefits from it. That was, like, days after the fall. So, you know, they brought us Al-Qaeda, and now they're pushing for women's rights in Iran. Forgive me if I'm skeptical. You know, forgive me if I see Israel as a problem in the region and kind of something that was transplanted there, because it's like... Do I not have a right to do so, since it's my people that are suffering the consequences of that? And I think that American people are also suffering the consequences of that, because they're being asked to die so that this
Well, let me ask you this question, not just blocking the Strait of Hormuz. What else might Iran do? You say in the next 24 hours, you think, what's going to unfold then?
Look, I'm not certain. Like, many, many factors could prevent this from happening, and let's hope it does. But I think that you're looking at U.S. military bases in the region blowing up with ballistic missiles. As per Soleimani, do you remember when Trump assassinated General Soleimani? And then Iran retaliated by firing ballistic missiles at a U.S. military base?
Iraq.
Well, it's possible that that could happen again, except this time there may not be a warning, because I think previously Iran did give a warning to the U.S. that it was going to strike. And so it might be like multiple strikes. Israel might be struck
again. Sure, a lot more than that. Yeah, no, I mean, they have sleeper cells too. So do you think the Mullah is going to be run out to Russia? And then if the public did overthrow the Mullahs, who are the factions they're talking about taking over?
Honestly, I think they're closer to China than Russia. Like, not just maybe, like, politically speaking, not just by distance. And I don't think that they will run out. I mean, Khamenei is 80 years old, I think, or getting close to 80 years old now. So I just don't see him, like, running anywhere. That sounds bad. But so I just don't see that happening. No, there's going to be a war, and it's going to be brutal for both sides. I can't imagine it any other way, to be honest.
Well, when you see these big crowds, I mean, obviously, I think you disagree that the Shiite Committee of 12 or whatever, the direct line of Muhammad, I mean, are you saying they're popular in Iran? I mean, what are the numbers you have?
Listen, I have also seen millions of people out on the street in support of the government, kind of similar to what happened in Syria. Now, some of those people are secular. Like, I've seen women who show their hair, that are secular, that are pushing for Iran to acquire the nuclear bomb. So there's lots of different reasons why people would support the state.
No, I agree. So let me ask that way. Well, who are the factions then?
Well, I just think that there's people who think that this is a U.S. regime change war, and they've seen what happened to Libya and Syria, and they think that if the, you know, Israel has stated that once the Iran state falls, they're just going to bomb all over Iran. And there's going to be, like, who's going to take over? You said it yourself. Is it the monarchists? They're unpopular. So there's lots of different reasons why people are not supportive of this. And I've seen footage of protesters come out in support of the state, as well as, of course, the rioters that are against the state. So mostly peaceful protesters, as we recall from the BLM rallies. But in any case, I just think that it's none of my business. Like, I'm Syrian. I have a right to talk about Syria's internal politics, and I have a right to talk about the politics of those states that interfere in Syria's internal politics. But the way that Iranians choose to live or don't choose to live, that has nothing to do with me, and I don't think...
No, I understand that you're being respectful, but the globalists are involved, so you actually have to insert yourself, because then they'll use Iran against you.
Well, absolutely. Like, they, you know, unfortunately, because of that, we have to talk about which side, but I'm not going to support a side in their internal politics. However, I think it is my role to oppose a regime change war or George Soros-backed color revolutions, because George Soros is pumping money into this.
He is. Stay there. Let's talk about then. Well, maybe they should hold free and fair elections. Maybe that's the answer. Call the globalist bluff. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Supps. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another word. Another word.
you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Syrian girl, the next 30 minutes is a lot of important things to cover. But after she leaves us, believe me, you want to stay with us. There's a major power grab going on by all major powers in the world right now. The old order's dead, and the new system's being set up. And last night it was announced that Denmark is sending troops to confront and battle U.S. troops if they try to take Greenland. And now Germany's sending troops. And then now the Danish foreign minister has said they're ready to capitulate. So that's coming up. I mean, that's, whether you support it or not, that shows how the whole world is in flux. Because the old globalist order has fallen. The unelected EU tyranny needs a war with Russia to stay legitimate. They say themselves. And it's just an insanely dangerous moment. So that's why everything's popping off, whether it's Venezuela, or whether it's China, whether it's Russia, whether it's Iran, whether it's Israel. It's all coming to a head right now. And Trump just said he's ready to push the button on airstrikes in Iran as U.S. personnel evacuate military bases. And that just came out in the last little while. As Syrian girl was saying, she expects the strikes right away. You know, not that I even support the mullahs, I don't. But now we kind of sign on to the fiasco. And now whatever happens is kind of our problem. When we overthrew Mosaddegh, who was pro-America, but wanted half the oil money for his people, so they overthrew him. But let's look at that headline again. They're having ships, cargo ships have been parking just outside of Iran's ports lately, keeping their distance. It's about to go down. And I think this is a big mistake by Trump. I didn't agree overall with the Venezuela thing, but I knew why he was doing it. He had the authority to do it in this hemisphere. Because I'm worried about the setups that come out of it. But this is just wild. So, Syria girl, you've got the floor now to talk about the different angles of this and where you think this is going and what you expect to come out of this.
Well, thanks a lot. Like, for the record, I don't support religious-based government. And I know my history when it came to Syria as well and my war against Al-Qaeda and ISIS. But again, I don't see Iran in that same light because I went to a synagogue, I interviewed a rabbi, and he said that there was actually multiple synagogues in Tehran that, you know, you'd walk past, like you'd never know were there, and said that life was pretty normal there. They lived in peace. And I also, the thing is, I'm not Iranian. Like, I don't have to live under the mullahs. You know what I mean? That's up to them. If they want to do that, that's up to them. And I'm not going to interfere or intervene in someone else's way of life or political opinions. Like, I'm not going to push the LGBT.
Sure. Well, I saw it after Trump had this. I thought after Trump had the surgical strikes on the nuclear sites, it'd all be over. And I said, it's not. That's just the beginning. And here we are. 7 months later.
You're absolutely right. They weren't going to let go. They want to, like, regime change. They want regime change.
And even if there's Iranian regime change, Israel won't like who it is. I mean, it's never. Well, let's say Israel gets what it wants in Iran. Who's the next target? Pakistan?
Well, absolutely. Like, look at Syria. You know, they got rid of Assad, and they brought in Jolani, and now they're saying he's the enemy as well, and they're using the fact that he was Al-Qaeda to take more territory. So no, it's not really about who's in power. It's about power itself and control. You know, they want to be able to make sure that they are the dominant ones in the region, and they're exploiting the U.S. and its alliance to that end. And I think that, unfortunately, you know, the war in Syria lasted 14 years. The war in Iraq lasted 20 years. Is the U.S. looking at something like that potentially? Because I don't actually see them succeeding in regime change without that. So what's the end game here? Like, that's what I'm wondering. Is the global economy going to collapse because Iran's going to close the Strait of Hormuz and there's not going to be any trade? Like, is there going to be, airspace getting blocked because there's missiles everywhere? Is this going to end with nuclear bombs being dropped by Israel and then Russia and China coming stepping in? Is China going to, like, you know, do something in Taiwan while the U.S. is stuck in a war with Iran? Like, there's all of these variables, and I wonder what is the end game here? Because I don't think it's just nuclear weapons. It is, they're going for...
Well, that's right.
Complete destruction of the state of Iran, basically.
But our media acts like it's just here at a mullah's not. Do we get a royal? Do we get some communist group? China's heavily there. I mean, you just say this sounds like a guarantee quagmire.
You're absolutely right. And U.S. troops will be at risk for this. And why? Because freedom for Iranians, right? Like, what about freedom for Palestinians? We're not allowed to talk about that. What about freedom for, you know, the Syrians that are now under living under Al-Qaeda? Nope. No, it's freedom for Iran. And the right, the thing is that they'll also say, oh, there's blood in the streets. People are getting shot everywhere. They'll throw around like crazy numbers, like 20,000 people killed in a week. I have been witness to many wars. Okay. I've seen a lot of dead people. And this guy, that's playing now on the video, I find it interesting that he's saying he's just come back from Iran and he's got like these, earrings with a cross on them and then tattooed neck. You know, I don't know. I was in Iran. I didn't see anyone that dressed like that or had neck tats like that. Sorry. Like I find some of the propaganda that's been being pushed out there is ridiculous. For example, that woman that was burning a photo of Ayatollah Khomeini, the leader of Iran, and it was plastered everywhere. That turned out to be a radical feminist from Canada. And that video was taken in 2022. So we remember the Iraq War. I mean, I am old enough to remember all of the fake stories that came out of that. Even in Syria, like, there was some ridiculously fake...
No, we know there's been a lot of fake stuff, fake chemical attacks, you name it. I'm just really worried about this because people said to me, you should support taking out their nuclear sites. Trump will end this. And I said, guaranteed 6 months, a year, we're back. Now it's full regime change. It's a disaster. And now here we are. And I like what Trump's doing overall. I want him to succeed, but I'm not going to sit here and like lie and say that I have been proven right because it's common sense. We are stepping into a bear trap here. Is there any way to dial this back? Because the Iranians, too, are like, we'll shoot Trump. We're ready for war. You know, it seems like their rhetoric is just feeding into this as well.
I think they're beating the drums of war as a defensive maneuver. You know, they're like, if you hit us, we'll hit you back. But they're not going to do, like, a preemptive strike, as some people have suggested.
Yeah, but somebody might false flag that.
They might, but I don't think they need to. Because the whole, like, narrative of they're shooting protesters... I mean, if you looked at Syria a few months ago, the Syrian Al-Qaeda regime, they were slaughtering Alawites and Christians. And
they were herding them into mass graves on video and shooting them.
Yes, you saw the videos making them bark like dogs, shooting them, you know, humiliating people. And Trump gave him some perfume. So let's not pretend, yes, that woman that's playing there, she's Canadian. She's a Canadian radical feminist. That's what it says on her X account. So it was 2022. It has nothing to do with it. Look at the snow. Look at the jacket. It's not Iran. It's clearly a Canadian goose duck down jacket. And in any case, like, we just take a step back and not believe in all the propaganda and just like see some of it is so blatant. Like they just insult the intelligence of people, especially people who've borne witness to multiple regime change wars. Look what happened in Libya when they got rid of Gaddafi for shooting protesters. Now Libya is in a state of civil war. It's divided into three pieces. The war is still going there. There's still a war in Libya. And now in Syria, there's a civil war. There's a second civil war. There's like factions. You have the Kurds, you have the Druze, you have the Alawites.
Yeah, why do you think Secretary of State Rubio had been sworn in like a week, 8 months ago, and he said we could have a civil war anytime? I mean, I think he even knew that about Syria. So what's your prediction for Syria? And again, I'm going to go back to this. What would Israel do if it got its way in the region, period? I don't think it gives up there. because Netanyahu says he's a wartime president. He needs crises.
Well, indeed, or he'll end up in jail, right? So I think that, I want to get back to this, the premise of everything we're talking about. We're talking about the Jewish state, Israel, and its place.
We're talking about Greater Israel.
Greater Israel, indeed, because Greater Israel is everything from the Nile to the Euphrates. And the Euphrates is that river that cuts across Syria. So basically, the U.S. actually occupies everything east of the Euphrates, and they declared that it's going to be a Kurdish state. Interesting that it was just across the Euphrates, because most of the Kurds are actually on the other side of that river. In any case, yes, you can see that the rioters are beating police and security to death there. There was footage of them destroying ambulances. You'll see that there. So this, you know, this notion that they're mostly peaceful protesters, a lot of them are armed. Okay. They're armed. So if there's violence, it's because it's coming from both sides. But at the same time, like, it's not going to be 20,000 people as is being claimed. Mama's throwing around. We haven't seen such footage. We saw footage in Syria like that. We saw footage in Gaza like that. No such footage from Iran. In any case, yes, throwing Molotov cocktails. So what your question was, what is going to happen? I don't know if this is like, I'm not, the one thing that may prevent this war, I think, is that as Mike Pompeo said, the CIA, the Mossad, he said, is behind, like, next to every rioter. I think he wrote something like that on Twitter. Like, there's a Mossad agent walking past besides every Iranian rioter. And now that Starlink is being jammed and the internet is shut down, like, the riots have pretty much almost subsided. So, yeah, you can see the footage there. So the thing is that it shows you that there's some direction, they're getting some direction from overseas as well, which the fact that they subsided shows that it's not inherently like local or grassroots. So because it hasn't succeeded that as much as they wanted it to, perhaps they'll just cancel on the whole thing. But I don't think so. I think that this is like the causes belli. These riots are the causes belli, and maybe in a couple of weeks' time, we won't even remember they happened or that they were any, interest, because we're just going to be talking about the war.
Sure. Well, I'll have listeners, and I'll know it'll be on X and Rumble, like, wait a minute, you know, this show you're criticizing the mullahs, and this show we're just getting everybody on to get all the angles, folks. We treat you like adults. You can make your own decisions. I don't like the mullahs. I'd be glad if they win, but I don't want Israel to put their puppet in. I don't want NATO to put something. I want them to have free and fair elections. And these revolutions usually don't go that way. And so that's why I think we should not be involved in it. Because now by being involved in it, we own what comes out of it.
But also, there are Jews in Iran. Like, I think there's maybe 60,000 Jews or more in Iran. And so it's not about Jews. It's not about Judaism or, opposition to Judaism. But it is about this Greater Israel project that's been going since 1948, or before that, actually, much before that. And it is causing instability in the region. So, I don't know what more to say, Alex. I guess the propaganda is intense. I just feel like we have been here before. It's either the regime change is either about democracy, it's about weapons of mass destruction, and that's something I wanted to discuss, actually. Iran has a fatwa against nuclear weapons. And that is actually heavily criticized by a lot of Iranians, because they want the nuclear bomb, because they feel that Israel has the nuclear bomb, and therefore the only way that they can have any sort of balance against Israel or deterrence against regime change is to have the bomb. Because it's kind of been proven in history that if you don't have the bomb, you're going to be invaded. Syria has
the bomb. Sure, look at Iraq, look at Libya, look at where it is. Look at North Korea has the bomb. Yeah, so here's my deal.
Exactly.
I think
but
you're
they,
right.
But
I
the think, fact is they...
Go ahead, make your point.
They say it's against Islam to have the bomb. That's what the mullahs are saying. And so, but the thing is, the fact that they have nuclear energy means that there's not going to be any power cuts in Iran. There's enough power for everybody because of your nuclear energy, and therefore the sanctions don't work as well, right? Like, because in Syria, people, by the end of the war, people had like 1 hour of electricity every 3 days, if you can imagine. So that's the kind of situation that they want people to be under in order to create these protests in the first place, which I think is part of the reason they don't want them to have nuclear energy, as well as their fear of...
I agree that there's no debate the West is trying to overthrow it. My question is, you've got great sources. Trump came out after you were on the show and said, yeah, I'm getting ready to hit him. What do you expect Trump to do? What do you think is going to come out of that?
I think that I'm not a soothsayer, so it's just my assessment of the situation. I think that they're going to go for military and nuclear sites for the first part. But I actually, one thing I forgot to mention, I actually visited the areas that in Tehran, that were bombed by Israel. And it was residential buildings of scientists and their families. So they would take out an entire residential block and its neighboring buildings just to take out one scientist. So we might actually see assassinations like that as well, where they like have specific individuals that they want to kill. So they'll like target civilian areas where that person and their family live. That could also be something that could happen. But Iran is going to retaliate. And I would imagine that they're going to target U.S. naval ships in the area. They will target U.S. military bases. And that's why there's been some evacuations. They'll have ballistic missile strikes. The reason why the last time the Iranians struck the military base in Iraq, it's called Al-Assad military base, that military base that the U.S. was in was actually built by Saddam Hussein. And he built a massive underground concrete bunker that was designed to sustain a strike from U.S. Air Force, ironically. And that is where the U.S. soldiers, hid inside, while the Iranian ballistic missiles were striking the base. Had it not been for that bunker and that base particularly, then there would have been mass casualties. But other U.S. military bases don't have that bunker that was built by Saddam Hussein. They're basically tents out in the desert, some of them. So if Iran decides to target a U.S. military base outside of that Al-Assad air base or something that doesn't have such structure, then you are looking at mass deaths of U.S.
Yeah, but Syrian girl, I don't see that as an impediment. I see that as a plus for the globalist. You know, trouble doing things the right thing to do. Oh, stop the nukes, all the rest of it. Oh, back the people. But they hope a bunch of U.S. troops get killed in barracks. You know, there have been basically no deaths at the end of the first Gulf War in 91, and the war was already over, and then a base with 200 troops is blown up by a Scud missile. You know, that was just staged. I mean, because
but
we had
how
to have,
else can we
so what I'm saying is they're going to love that. They're going to love the, you know, when Iran actually does hit and kill some people. And it's a terrible situation.
Do you think it'll make U.S. public, turn like pro-war, do you think? Or do it make the U.S. public against the war? This is the question, really.
Oh, no. If a bunch of U.S. troops get killed, they're going to get pro-war. I mean, Americans are, quote, smart, but also very, very rah-rah football, very programmed. I mean, let me be honest. No, they won't even ask. In fact, when U.S. bases get blown up, if this goes down, and Iran may do it, but if the missiles don't do the right job, you can believe an agency or a country, Israel or the U.S. will do a U.S.'s liberty, and they will blow up a whole base. They might set a nuke off in D.C. and kill Trump and say Iran did it. You know, Trump's kind of teed himself up for that. No, I'm serious. I said when they tried to kill the Butler, I said, I bet they blame Iran. 2 days later, they blamed Iran. Nobody bought it. Then Trump bought into it and goes, oh, if I get killed, destroy Iran. And Netanyahu was like, yes, good, good. So if they kill Trump, yeah, if Israel kills Trump or the deep state doesn't, they'll blame Iran. And then we're just, then they can do false flags all over and say the Hezbollah did it. And Hezbollah has real sleeper cells. So they're going to go grab all those guys and have a torture a few of them to have them turn state evidence, said they did it. It's going to be bad. So that's the next play is a new 9/11, this time blamed on Iran. And Iran has teed itself up perfectly for it.
I think that, you know, if Charlie Kirk were alive, he would have opposed this war. He was opposing the war on Iran previously. And I guess, like, what can we do except warn people about what's going to happen and the consequences, economic and for people's lives, for this unnecessary thing that's happening in the Middle East that, you know, you said it yourself, like, South America is the U.S.'s neighborhood. The Middle East isn't. So, you know, it's completely...
Yeah, well, let's be clear. I get Trump's argument. I get cuts off China and Russia. I don't agree with him doing it, but I said he does it. I understand it. You know, he can say it's legal. We have no business in the Ukraine, no business in Syria, no business in Iran, no business. And I don't have some hard-on for Israel, though Israel is actually trying to run the U.S. now. The Democrats have basically lost power. So you do finally, you actually have the Israel lobby, not just trying to control foreign policy. They are trying to run it all. They're trying to censor conservative media. They think they run the show. And so that's why.
They have the Epstein blackmail as well.
Pardon me?
They have the Epstein blackmail op as well, you know?
Yeah, I mean, with that, it's they're involved, but it's the reason it's been shut down is the CIA operation. And you got MI6
as a wing. There's a lot of intersection there.
Well, it's the same group. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but I mean, it's come out that Epstein ran a fleet of aircraft for the CIA. And of course, Mossad's involved.
Did you know that, was it Barr, Bill Barr?
His dad ran the girls' school that were Epstein, and he wrote a book about kidnapping little girls and putting them in a sex dungeon, yeah.
But he was, Bill Barr's dad was both Mossad and the predecessor of the CIA.
OSS.
Which I think it was called the SS something.
OSS.
I forget what it was called. OSS, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sorry for... If the war does break out, I'm sorry for the lives lost, and I really just hope that, I don't know, I guess we put all of our hope in the American people, because who else can stop their government from doing these things? It seems like there isn't really a mechanism by which Americans, back in the day during 2003 in the Iraq war, people would say, oh, but, you know, the U.S. State can't unilaterally start a war, or they need Congress approval or something. It seems like all of that's just out the window. There's no, like, the thick leaf of causes belli or reasoning. They don't even really have to try.
Well, I think in a way that's good, though. This whole fake rules-based order, UN's in charge, they never were. Now it's all Russia,
yeah,
China,
right.
The United States. It's all out in the open now.
It's refreshing. It's a mask off moment. But at the same time, like, the question is, like, what are we going to do about it? Because you and I, we've been talking a long time, and I love that. And I've been watching you even before that. But what are we going to do? Like, how do we make a change here? Because I don't, you know, in the next, maybe perhaps you and I in another 20 years time, we're going to be talking about China and the U.S. and the nuclear clouds while we're under.
Yeah, if we're even alive. Yeah, how long have I been? You still look incredibly young. I'm not looking ancient now. I'm 52 next month. How long have I been interviewing you? Like 15, 16 years?
Yeah, quite a while. I think at least four, I would say probably closer to 14. I think that's when the war in Syria started. But I think, yeah, maybe in 20 years, you and I will be talking about the nuclear clouds this morning. And how's your bunker today, Alex?
Or maybe we both move to the North Pole and we become Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus together. That sounds like a good plan. We're going to get married and move to the North Pole. Stay there, do five more minutes.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21.
hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Leave them lights as they are and keep your clothes on. I've had more than my fill. Whiskey and women and good-hearted villains, but there's a wickedness in me still. Keep that gun locked away, boy. Well, you know you're an angry young man.
I want to look at one of the people they're saying they're going to execute in Iran. Trump's saying if it happens, he's going to attack. May have already happened. Let's play this special report. Then Trump's going live in a moment. We'll get to all that. Got a bunch of other key news items I've not hit. So it's going to be a jam-packed fourth hour. Please stay with us. I haven't plugged products in 2 hours. TheAlexJonesStore.com. 40% off today. Extended ends tonight. You can get 50X entry to win the Raptor, all that. It's ending in a couple days. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Here is that breakdown.
This is what Islamic Republic wants me to be. This is what Taliban and ISIS wants us to be. And this is my true self.
But we just showed the footage. I didn't
In Iran, I was told if I take off my hijab, I will be hanged with my hair by God.
26-year-old Irfan Soltani is staring down the barrel of Iran's brutal hanging machine scheduled for January 14th, 2026 in what appears to be the regime's first public execution tied to the raging anti-Khomeini uprising that's been torching the streets since late December.
President Trump, please help.
I have to emphasize that among Iranian people, Trump is the most popular person right now. He has so much popularity because of the steps that he took toward preventing the growth of terrorism in the Middle East. They respect him. The internet blackout in Iran continues, making it difficult for people to get new information, although international calls were briefly going through overnight.
Soltani was arrested on January 8th during the protests and was slammed with a death penalty charge of waging war against God, the charge that the Islamic Republic loves to slap on anyone daring to demand freedom.
He was charged as a ringleader and has been sentenced to death. His death sentence is on Wednesday, the 14th of January, and he's scheduled to be executed by public hanging. Yes, he is going to be hanged from a crane for protesting against the regime. Believe it or not, there is something that you can do to stop it. This is not a new or experimental tactic. This is a tried and true tactic known to the Iranian diaspora, which we've been doing for many, many years and has almost always worked. The way to save his life is to make him famous.
No lawyer, no real trial, no appeal, just a lightning fast kangaroo court verdict His family was granted a pathetic 10-minute final farewell visit, and now the noose awaits as the first warning shot to terrorize the masses into silence amid a total communications blackout and reports of as many as 12,000 killed and roughly 20,000 arrested, according to the Human Rights Activist News Agency.
12,000 Iranians were just murdered by the Islamic regime in the past 72 hours. 12,000. That's more than twice the amount of American soldiers killed in the entire Iraq war. If that's not alarming to you, then I don't know what is. And this is what's getting them killed, simply supporting a man who wants nothing but secular democracy for Iran, otherwise known as freedom of speech, a right all humans should be naturally entitled to. These courageous individuals are willingly walking out, staring down evil directly in the face while stepping into pools of blood of their fallen brothers and sisters, and yet still refusing to stand down.
This sounds like the babies in the incubator thing to me.
This isn't some fleeting spark over bread.
It is a big demonstration, and they are killing people, though.
Finally detonating after
years showing both sides are full of BS.
Collapse. Real in free fall thanks to sanctions.
Yeah, if you want, we'll just BS, folks. You don't get it here. We'll give you a whole analysis.
War with Israel last summer that left the nuclear program in ruins and the treasury bleeding dry. But here's the real horror show.
Yeah, that's not fake. That's real.
Are mowing down unarmed civilians with live ammo. Bodies are stacking up in morgues and hospitals under a total internet blackout designed to hide the slaughter. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Wow, what a fiasco. We should be involved.
We have a new product in at theellisshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexhostore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at theellisshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up in April, just about a month and a half. 2 months from now. I would have been on air 32 years. So, I've always respected humanity. I've always kind of projected my own intelligence onto people and quite frankly thought they were smarter than I was. And I didn't really figure this out until I was about 20. Because I just kept talking to people like they knew what I knew. And I started getting more and more scared. I was like, wait, you don't know this. You don't know any of this. In fact, you think I'm trying to impress you, but I'm trying to give you knowledge. Like, they thought it was weird I was trying to help them. Because I'm an opposite of a Satanist, who just wants to keep people in the dark, hurt them, dominate them, because I'm the best and I deserve to rule everybody. No, I'm so good, I want to build you up. And I'm not some savior either. I thought you were my savior. Because together, we're all supposed to save each other. And, you know, I do see now the potential of people coming out. So much beautiful stuff being said and done. All these beautiful black people, all these beautiful brown people, all these beautiful white people. But there's a particular demonization of white people to get us to hate ourselves. So we'll bow to the globalists and then they win. There's only a few Western countries that even have the ideas and the systems that the world could adopt and we would save humanity. That's why they got to take it down. So I don't agree with people that get all into race stuff and say all this flashy stuff, but I don't agree with them doing it from the perspective of hurting somebody's feelings. But a couple years ago, it snapped for me, and I went, wait a minute. There's young white people being told they're the devil, they're scum, they're Catholic, they're Christian, they're evil, they're trash. Of course, they're going to say, F all you, I'm proud of myself. And that's the first stage of getting out in front of the mind control. Like, I never got mad at the Nation of Islam. You know, early on, they're like, white people are the devil and blah, 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 and we got to own our own banks and stores and hotels, and we got to not work with them at all, and you're great and blah, 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 and they're bad. But it was that idea of standing up for yourself that out of that came a bunch of positive things. And the Nation of Islam reformed itself and moved away from that. I mean, I'm just saying, when you're being told you're the devil, you're being told you're scum, you're being told you're trash, you're being told you're, you know, at a certain point, you got to say, no, I'm not. And so white people have basically gotten to the point where black people were 80 years ago. The average white person, I can assure you, ain't running around talking crap about black people. In fact, most of them hate themselves and just want to grovel and bow down to black people. And most black people just go, you're a weirdo. Get out, you know, get out of my way. I'm just going to go over here and do some business. The point is, you have the globalists trying to manipulate us from the top, and they're the real enemy. But that said, I can't see the people of Iran, who definitely don't want the mullahs in, my God, and say I don't support them. But I don't then support whoever the CIA or Mossad wants to put in. See, it's just like, I support the people, but I feel bad about the whole thing because I think it's going to end up worse. Because that's the way it usually works. And that's a real historical view on it. It's not like taking both sides or sitting in the middle of the road. It's not. It's the opposite of that. So my ultimate goal has always been explain how things work, which we're really good at, and we're very accurate compared to most people. We're not perfect. Boy, stuff's complex and changing, but I mean, I know how stuff works. I have massive general knowledge, and I can integrate it all together. And I really don't want the planet to blow itself up. I know if we don't try to empower everybody, we're going to lose the planet. It's a real selfishness, a real greediness is the way I'm like this. I always tell folks, you hear from Zapata, the great Mexican philosopher, it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. But I disagree with him. You study history, you live on your feet, you die on your knees. Seriously. Do people mess with the folks that got their shit together and got weapons and got property and are focused and will come after you? Or do you go after who's weak? Yeah, you die on your knees, you live on your feet. Sure, it sounds romantic. Oh, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Well, sure, I'll die on my feet if I need to, because I ain't getting on my knees. You don't have integrity. You are integrity. You're not willing to die. You're dead. Because you're still alive. If you're totally alive, you're already dead. I'm alive and I'm dead. I'm so alive, I don't fear death in the prosecution of evil. It has zero effect on my psyche, being put in prison, being killed, being tortured, nothing. I know I'm on the right mission. I'm beyond their grasp. Instead, I'm pissing myself all day. They don't have more energy, more will to fight them. Oh, I got a taskmaster. That's my own conscience. My slave master is my own conscience. And it's got a whip beating me on the ass every day. Saying, you see what you just did right there? You pulled back. Did you even know you did that? You see what you just did right there? You were lazy and didn't read all the articles. You went off half-cocked on somebody. That's loser shit. But being willing to critique yourself is the beginning of wisdom. And not being able to be critiqued by somebody is pathetic. But that said, with the left, with fake critiques all day, that we're all Nazis and we want to hurt everybody and we're doing all, when you know you're dealing with bullshit, when you know you're dealing with a bunch of liars, just stop listening to a word they say. And that's all I'm asking you to do, folks. Because I'm not asking you to go with me. I'm not asking you to join my club. I'm not saying follow what I wrote down, because I'm not even writing stuff down. I'm just saying, hey, you see this? You see that? You see what I see, right? Okay, you see it. Now, can you go tell somebody else how to see it? It's like they live with Roddy Piper. His buddy comes and gives him his money because he was nice enough when he got fired off a job to bring him some money. And he said, listen, here's all I can get you. He said, I want you to put these sunglasses on. He goes, listen, you crazy white son of a bitch. Hey, pull up the fight scene. I love it. He goes, I came to help you. I'm not going to do this. He said, no, you're going to put these glasses on. He said, listen, you're crazy. He said, I know it sounds crazy, and I don't want to fight you. Just put them on. And they go through this big, giant fight and almost kill each other. And then he finally puts the glasses on. He goes, oh, my God, I wish I could. I wish I'd have known. He's like, yeah, I know. I just put these glasses on by accident. Found a box up on the street. And that's the equivalent of my life. I didn't have to get in some fight, you know, drug out to be made to wear the glasses. I was a little kid. And there was a trash can. There was a box of glasses, and I put them on. I got the Roddy Piper route. Nobody had to beat my ass to put them on. I just put them on. Because there was a box of them sitting right there. Because a few people in my family were awake and had been involved with the government and everything and knew what was going on. And every time I tell that story, they go, oh, look, you're with the government. No, I've told the story. You got it from me. No, they were saying the government's bad because they'd been in it. Anybody that takes that true story and twists it is a devil. What I said 30 years ago is the same thing. It's truth. But that was just a launch pad to grow up hearing about the world government plan for cashless society, destroy the family, cut off the resources, steal the water, dumb down the kids. That was 45, 50 years ago. Now we're living it. You can go back to stuff I said 30 years ago. It all came true. You've heard what I said is coming in the next 20. Do you want to see that come true? Because it will. You ask how much these people will take from you. They'll take everything. Because they're evil. It's their nature. They can't help it. You want to go home and grill hamburgers or pork chops. It never gets old. I believe it doesn't for me. You want to just sit around and play Jenga and watch a TV show. Never gets old because you're normal. These people love blowing stuff up. They love killing kids. They love lying. They love stealing. They love doing evil stuff because they're devil worshipers. They're not satisfied because they don't have God, folks. See, we're satisfied. Because God's plan's right there. Men, women, children, a family, a dog, a cat, loving God, going to church, working hard, being a good person. To the globalists, that's a joke. They don't like the order. They don't like the normalcy. They want to overturn it. They want to be God. But the only way to be God is to go against God in their system. So let me start getting to the news here. I pragmatically know why Trump's doing everything he's doing. The U.S. is $38 trillion in debt. The Democrats attacked Russia and on purpose with the Chinese to drive everything into bricks. We were about to lose the dollar. Trump's made all the right moves to move the jobs back to the industry, the rare earth, the technology. He's got most of the countries lined up to do it. He's got to grab the Panama Canal that we built. Strategically, he's got to push the Chinese out of Venezuela, which he's doing. The Iran thing is for Israel. Israel's already dominated the whole region. They're already winning. Why do they want to go further? Because Netanyahu can't ever have it stop. And you know once they get Iran, it'll be something else. And it's just, it's wrong. And it's not because I got some hard-on for the Israelis or something. I got a hard-on for not blowing the planet up. So Trump then says he wants Greenland, this cut, and then their government finally figured it out. It's hundreds of trillions of dollars. And the territorial waters around Greenland, and Greenland's big. It's distorted the maps. It looks even bigger than it is, but it's big. It's like, what, 60% the size of the U.S. or something. It's got every damn thing you can imagine. Rare earth minerals, oil, gas, everything. And the U.S. saved it from the Nazis in World War II. There was like 8,000 people living there. And we have an agreement in perpetuity to have our lease and stay there. But Trump knows the Chinese and others are moving in. That's why he's trying to move in. He said, if it ain't us, it's them. And what do you think Manifest Destiny is? What do you think the Monroe Doctrine is? You don't think we didn't grab stuff before? And I'm not even endorsing that at this current rate. But people saying, oh, this is the old neocon stuff. No, the neocons were invading countries for globalist interests. We took over Iraq and gave the oil to China. I'd have been against it, period. We got plenty of oil here. But that's why Trump, instead of invading Iraq to give it to China under the Bushes, he's gone into Venezuela so China doesn't get it. The opposite policy. And you got these ignoramuses that only know about Israel, so they project everything is about Israel. And Israel's trying to run everything. It's certainly involved in most stuff, but no, Trump's policies in the Americas, it has nothing to do with Israel. And that's why the globalists are so pissed. Will Israel try to piggyback on all that? Absolutely. But we're talking about real politics here. So Trump has said anything less than U.S. control of Greenland is unacceptable ahead of crunch talks. He said we're ready to invade. I've confirmed he's had the Pentagon prepare a plan to seize control of the island. And the island, it's a damn continent, basically. It's not called a continent. The argument is there's 40,000 people there. We built the main bases. We moved the people in. We have an agreement to protect our agreement. It doesn't matter. In the real world, it's all about exercise of power. So you wanted America first. You wanted America back. You want your debit card to still work. You want gasoline still to work. And I'm just telling you right now how this works. Trump doesn't want to cut your son's dick off. He doesn't want to bankrupt you. He doesn't want you to go to war with Russia. He doesn't want social control over your life. But he said, I'll come in and I'll get your prices lowered and I'll get your taxes cut. He's doing all that. But he said, I'm going to make America first. And I'm going to grab stuff. And the whole world and all of history is about grabbing stuff. So stop being naive about that. The left loved the communist grabbing Cuba. They loved all of it. But grabbing the Panama Canal we built, kicking the Chinese out of Venezuela, cutting off Cuba, those are all boss moves. And they've got real chances of succeeding, high probabilities. Iran, no, sir. It's going to be a giant civil war any way you slice it with at least five factions. And they got even worse Islamic groups over there. And this is a big mistake. And it's like everything connected to Netanyahu, it's a curse. And you know Iran's got hidden nukes. They might actually hit Israel, or Israel could false flag itself, folks. And then we're off the races. And you just, you know, Pakistan will start nuking India, and just, it's just, we're so close in all the war games. I don't just tell you this stuff. You can go read the Pentagon and the different foundation war games, the RAND corporations. I've read so many. I don't even want to read them anymore. I already know it. We are so close to killing ourselves. And there's this normalcy bias that just goes on and on. Everything's fine. Oh, yeah. You know, let's just go play. I mean, I could go play golf with my buddies and have a Porsche and polish it all day and just watch shows and everything's fun and go to the movies. And, you know, it's like these aren't serious men. We had serious men before us that busted their asses to build a civilization. And they weren't perfect. But they were serious people. It's like Trump. He doesn't respect somebody at the White House unless they work 14 hours a day. He doesn't like you until you work 18. You want to be Trump's confidant, start working 20 hours a day. Because everybody else is asleep at 2 a.m., you'll be in there with him writing memos. And it's not even an act with him. He's so alive. At 79, he can't turn it off. I don't know if folks know him well. Most days, he can't even sleep. Now, he does drink a case of Diet Coke, very poisonous, and is a stimulant. But the point is, the fact he's still alive is just insane. But I get that. Like, you're alive. What is the point of sitting around with your thumb up your butt? Now, you have to understand, our debt is so huge that if we don't increase tax revenue by cutting taxes, that actually increases some of the studies. Reagan proved that. It's been proven many times. If we don't innovate out of this with major game-changing revolutionary innovations that they have on the shelf that Trump's trying to push out, and if we don't grab stuff that was always ours, and we have on the books is ours, the whole world sees the ledger. So if we got Greenland, we got Panama, we got Venezuela, they're all going to go, A, this guy isn't playing around. And B, now all these resources are on the U.S. balance sheet that are bigger than the debt. You take Venezuela and Greenland's natural resources alone, it's way bigger than the debt. You can also revalue the gold, which we told you was coming a year ago. Now they're saying they're going to do it from $40-something dollars an ounce. That's what the government listed as. Up to way above its current rate today. By the way, did I tell you 2 years ago or 26 months ago, get into silver and gold after 14 years not promoting it? And did it do exactly what I told you? Of course it did. Because I wasn't going to tell you something to do unless it was an absolutely sure bet. I had family by week ago. They go, Alex, silver's at $80. We pulled back from 85. You really think we should buy it? And I said, I'm not going to spend 10 hours explaining it to you. I said, have I been wrong very often? They said, no, not since you were a little boy. And I said, buy silver. It's up $10 since I told them to buy silver a week ago. And I'm not going to go through a 10-hour discussion of why I know that. I've already done it with guests, already laid it out, and it's not even hard to know. it's this stuff is so simple, people. It's not even hard. In fact, let's look at where silver is today. It's up like $10 today. And I got friends calling me up. Oh, I bought silver at 78. It's at 82. Should I sell it? And I'm just like, sure. Do you listen to the show? Well, I listen. Heard you say you think it's going to be a bull market for 10 years. Well, that's what I think. Then. You think you're going to call me up privately? I'm going to give you something else. You're going to get exactly the same advice on the phone. In fact, on the phone, I'm probably lazy. I just want to answer your question. I'm on air so much. This is where you get the truth. It's all here. It's all on air. And that's what's so insulting to me is when people I've known for decades call me up and they say, hey, do you really mean what you just said on air? I'll just sit there and go, what do you mean by that? I get this all the time still. Well, I mean, I want your advice, but do you really mean what you said? What the fuck do you think I'm doing? You think I'm risking my life to give people horse shit? Don't you understand the universe? There's people that don't want to lie to you and they're not proving it. And that's why I've got endless lines of liars saying I'm a sellout or I'm state media or I'm controlled because they don't want you to know that there are people that aren't controlled. They don't want you to know that you're not controlled. You can look in the mirror. You know you're real. Stop acting like there aren't good people. Stop acting like we can't beat the enemy. Stop bowing down. I got a clip of this and I didn't mean to single this out because I see this stuff constantly, but I just chose this one. Where I'm state-run media. And people go, oh, God, he covered his state-run media. That's how we get him. No, that just sends us more people. But state-run media means you're paid by the government and you put out a talking point. Well, I'll tell you, I ain't got no talking points here. Like that CNN headline when they deposed my dad like 4 years ago, six or seven times, the Democrat Party. Because I had him at the supplement company so he wouldn't have a heart attack working for me. He had heart problems. He was managing a bunch of dental offices. And they kept asking, they said, where's the documents? Who gives the orders? Who's in charge here? Where did he come up with this? Where did he come up with that? Is there a plan? And my dad goes, there is a plan. And they go, really? Really? What's the plan? Who creates the plan? He goes, it's in his head. What's hard about my plan? They want to put men and women's sports. They want to flood us with the prisons of the world. My plan isn't hard. They want to feed us poison GMO food. Ban it. They want to give us poison shots full of SV40 cancer virus. Got articles about that today confirming all. What? My plan is even hard. You don't have to be smart to do this. Like, what is my plan? My plan is not to be a psychotic demon and try to destroy everybody around me when I'm a fellow human. But they sued me over and over and over again. And the deposition to the interrogatories that say, where's the money? Who's the boss? Take us to the leader. The writers, the editors, the crew members, the janitors. They're like, who's the boss? Who's the boss? Because Because, see, they're all minions. They get orders. They couldn't imagine there was an organization kicking their ass up and down the street that wasn't being given specific orders on everything to say and how to say it. They practice everything they say. Take Harrison Smith or Brianna Morello or anybody. Ask them. Have I ever come in there and told them what to say? I may say, here's an article. I may want this guest on. Or, hey, did you see this? I walk in, hey, this is on TV right now. That's it. They'll tell you I've never told them one time what to say or do. I saw them, thought they were smart. I may agree with 90% of it. Doesn't matter. I think they're good people. I feel good about them. Put them on air. And then I don't have to worry about it. Don't control what they say. This is real here, folks. This is how I take your calls. My pet peeve when you call and say, can I talk about this? What do you make you talk about it? You called in. Talk about whatever you want. I got a bunch of clips, a bunch of news coming up. I kind of was ranting there. It's about philosophy, which is very, very important. There is good in the universe, and you are it, folks. God made you. Remember that. God made you. Devil's biggest trick is that good doesn't exist.
We're going to make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO stuffs. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love.
But confess.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
All right, let me get through a bunch of this news clips here I've been mentioning.
And now someone else is getting all your best.
Europe is sending troops into Greenland to oppose Trump. Germany, Denmark, you can't make this up. So they announced yesterday they're sending troops. And then today they say, oh, we're ready to negotiate. Now, again, Denmark gave in the 50s independence. But you read the contract, it's not really there. Just like Canada claims they're not, they're outside the British Empire, they're not. The Queen can cancel Parliament. She has a Governor General. Same thing with Australia. They're not free. And Trump's just calling the bluff. This is so America first. Grab the son of a bitch. Grab it. We've been for 40 years being sold out to the world and signing everything over. You want America first? You don't want your dollar to go belly up. You want no tax on tips? Trump's doing everything for the people right now. And the numbers are coming in. It's starting to work. The Danish foreign minister says they're now to work with the U.S. to find a common way forward on Greenland. See, you want somebody to stand up? Trump's doing it. Go to that clip. Here it is.
And we therefore still have a fundamental disagreement, but we also agree to disagree. And therefore we will, however, continue to talk. We have decided to form a high-level working group to explore if we can find a common way forward. The group, in our view, should focus on how to address the American security concerns while at the same time respecting the red lines of the Kingdom of Denmark. We expect that such a group will meet for a first time within a matter of weeks. And then I will pass the floor to my colleague from Greenland, Vivian Mosbøl.
Methinks you protest too much. Speaking of Denmark. So, they're stalling. The EU's ally with China now. It launches war with Russia to weaken the U.S. for China. Trump knows that. He's sophisticated. Talk about 3D chess. He's been Reddit on this. And China has got its submarines, but its political operatives there taking control of the 40,000 people. We have to move. The Chi-Coms are there. And I wish Trump would just explain that. He said the Chinese are taking over. Well, explain it. They're taking over Canada, too. So just tell us. We already know. I know, but tell the public. He said China's about to get it. We're not going to let that happen. Don't wait while they send in the German troops and the rest. Put 10,000 Marines in tomorrow. Because now they've already wound up the government asking for trillions of dollars and all the rest of this crap. And again, you say, well, that's mean. Well, we're about to give it to China. Now they'll have that on their seat. Now they'll win. And if we lose the dollar, you're going to be in an endless depression and you're going to be homeless, most of you. And that's true. That's the Great Reset. That's the austerity. So, yeah, I'll say it at the end of the day. I didn't want to get here. I wanted to fix it 1776, stop the global financial war 8-9 years ago. I wanted to have peace and stuff. We're already way past that line. Now it's who's going to eat. And listen, record this show. Mark this down. If Trump is successful in a couple of years, when you're starving to death, I want you to remember this. This isn't hype. This is life and death. Now, if Trump says we're going to invade Russia and break him in five parts, I'll call for his impeachment. No, that's the Democrats. If Trump says we're going to invade Africa and take Nigeria, no. He's only bombing the Muslims. But when it's in our sphere and key and we already made the deals and it's key with our enemies coming in, grab it. And don't give $100,000 per 40,000 citizens. Give them $10 million. The majority already say they'll take $100,000 to give them $10 million. What's $10 million times 40? Do the math, guys. Times 40,000. It's chicken feed. Trillions in oil and gas. And again, we deny it to China. And then we pump it and lower prices for everybody, which Trump did. He got Saudi Arabia to cut oil prices massively. No American president ever got that done. And when people say that hurts U.S. oil companies, he said, if other countries can't get cheap energy, they can't buy our goods. I want to help the whole world. Yes. Yes. Make energy cheap. Bring out the suppressed technologies, which Trump's gearing up to do. He's got a major working group on all these free technologies, all the zero point. That's why they're so pissed. They're already announcing it. It's about to all happen. Because Trump's like, why should we suppress innovation? Well, a bunch of jerks want to keep us poor. That's why. Trump is the opposite of a feudal lord. He's so full of bravado, chutzpah, confidence. He doesn't see you doing well as a threat to him. He sees that as making everybody well and wealthy, which is a normal view, like of RFK's uncle, JFK. He said a rising tide raises all ships. That's an anti-feudalist mindset. I remember growing up, like, my parents were nice, and they wouldn't buy me a lot of stuff, but I went and had jobs and stuff, so whatever I wanted, I'd have had the money. So I said, you know, I'm getting a four-wheeler. Okay, it's your money. Oh, now I'm getting a dirt bike. Sure, get a dirt bike. And we lived on the edge of Dallas. There were all these fields and stuff on the railroad and all this public land I could ride on. We'd go out and do all this insane stuff, lucky to be alive. And the neighbors would be like, God, your parents are really nice to buy this dirt bike. They're so nice. And I don't even say that, well, I pay for it myself. But the point was is that I always had an attitude of just, I never got jealous of somebody because they had a hot girlfriend, you know what I mean? Or if the neighbor had a new nice car, I'd say, oh, the neighbor just got a new Jaguar. And I'd see the next neighbor, well, I'm playing at the kid's house. They said, look at that son of a bitch. I bet he stole money from that Jaguar. I can't believe they've got that Jaguar. I remember being like 8 years old, sitting there in this person's living room, looking out at the neighbor with their new Jaguar. And they were jealous and mad at the neighbor that had a new Jaguar. I was just like, why? It's a nice... But you got to understand the globalists. They don't like you having success, folks. That's why that line from There Will Be Blood, such a great book and such a great movie, where he says, I have a competition in me. I don't like to see other people do well. Well, see, I'm not like that. And Trump isn't like that. I know you're not like that. We have to get in the mindset of a Chuck Schumer, of a Bill Clinton, of a King Charles. They don't want you doing well. So Trump says anything less than U.S. control of Greenland is unacceptable ahead of crunch talks. Buying Greenland could cost as much as $700 billion. Yeah, that's what the total value is right now of discovered stuff. It's way higher, but it's not extracted. Who's going to come get it? Who's going to come get it out? You go with Trump, I guarantee you he'll give the Greenlanders three times what the Chi-Coms will. Denmark sends military enforcements to Greenland. I've got articles right here. Germany sending troops. Germany can't even find its way out of a wet paper bag. But nevertheless, they're doing it. Germany to send reconnaissance troops to Greenland. Look at this. Talk about a toothless operation. So see, it shows you everything's up for grabs. All right, let me hit this, because I mentioned this earlier, and I'm not singling these guys out. And the crew reminded me, this is Tim Dillon's former producer. I just saw this video this morning, and I've been thinking about covering this, and I see this constant talking point, so I'm not singling this person out. I just see it constantly. Alex Jones is state-run media. Alex Jones works for Trump. Alex Jones is a puppet. No, when Trump does good things, I promote it. When he does stuff I disagree with, I'm against it. But Trump compared to the Democrats is night and day. I'm the guy creating the trends, not following the trends. I love what RFK Jr. is doing, banning the mRNA shots, taking the mercury out, banning the fluoride in the water, all that's happening. But then when we got bad people like Pam Bondi or Todd Blanche, I want them removed, and I'm bitching at Trump about it. And listeners that are pro-Trump get confused. They go, well, wait, you said Trump's great here, but he's horrible there. Can't you get that? It's like a steering wheel. This way is good, that way is bad. So I don't attack these guys to attack them, and I don't expose them because it's hurting me. I want them to grow up because they know putting out a headline like this is good for them. Look at the headline. Alex Jones and Joe Rogan are state-run media. State-run media means you're funded by the government. State-run media means you're told what to say. I'm not told what to say by anybody. But that's how you're bigger than somebody on air 32 years, bigger than somebody that exposed all these terms that most people now know is because of our work. You just say that person isn't real. They're state run. I'm good, though. It'd be like somebody's never even won a little league baseball game, and they want to say Babe Ruth doesn't know how to play baseball. It's not about measuring myself up next to these guys. I just saw this video, use them as an example. It's about the patheticness of misrepresenting what I say and what I do. I love the borders being controlled. I love Trump getting ready to cut off all the funding to blue cities that are allowing human trafficking and slavery. I love Trump trying to stop the Ukraine war. I love Trump standing up for national sovereignty. So I promote the good he does, and I build more cachet with the public to motivate them when I see something bad. If the public agrees with me and I give the reasons, we now put pressure on Trump to do the right thing. Because we know the Democrats don't want to do the right thing. We know with Trump, we've got a really good shot of it, and most of the time we do. So let's explain this. I'm not state-run media. I am the state. I don't get orders. I give the orders. Let me tell these talk show hosts and others, I'm not state-run. I am the state. Do you understand that? No, it's a trick question. In a republic of we the people, it's the grassroots and the populace that control things. Politics is downstream from populism. You are the media. You are the captain, like the Somali says in Captain Phillips. When I say I am the state, I don't just mean me. I mean the public. Men and women raising children, working hard, miners and farmers and police officers and school teachers and people at cafeterias and people that clean house. We're all people that take care of babies. We are the state, the human state of the world. We are the body politic. We are the people. So I'm not state media. I am the state. Not the fake governmental facsimile trying to tell us it's the state. I represent the will of the populist. The will of team humanity. And I've bent the will of the state, the global state, to our aims. I'm here to make the system bow. I'm here to crush the globalist. I'm here to stop corporate tyranny, totalitarianism, communism, fascism, Islamic fascism, Israeli control of the U.S., any of it. And my track record is clear. So my defense of this truth is not a defense of myself. It's defense of the reality and the power of the people. I'm not state run. I am the state. Because the state is the person. We are above the government. In a republic, it's the people and the government, God above us. Whether you believe in God or not, Jefferson said, by putting us above the state and God above us, the state can honor be God. To quote Emperor Palpatine, I am the Senate. It's treason then. I create the research. I create the talking points. I create the trends. And so do you. But I've particularly done it, and I want you to do what I've done. I want you to realize the power you have. A globalist wants you to think you're weak. A globalist wants to think you have no power. A globalist wants you to think there is no good in the universe. There's so much good, it's pathetic, but you won't use it. Because anybody that sticks their head up and actually gets power with the people gets accused immediately by the armchair quarterbacks of being the state-run media. When we are the state of humanity, the state of consciousness, the state of the zeitgeist, the state of human will. Let's hear a few minutes of these guys. Here it is.
Rogan used to be this this conspiracy guy who was talking. I mean, remember when he was like mocking Christians?
Oh, let's stop right here. This is all so retarded. I'm gonna start over. Joe, legitimately, I've known him like since 1998, was an atheist. Joe wasn't the conspiracy theorist and disagreed on chemtrails and everything else. Then under the California lockdowns and everything, and I told him, he apologized, said you were right, and totally woke up. So he didn't sell out to Trump. He said, I'm done with the Democrats because he'd been a liberal in support of Bernie Sanders. And that's all known. But I had the conversations, long dinners with him. I told you it was coming years before it happened. These little chicken shit nobodies, though, they can say back, oh, he used to be the conspiracy guy, but then he sold out to Trump. Sold out to Trump. What does that even mean? It's just all lies, folks. No, we won the populist movement. Rogan then fully joined us. It's a sign of our victory. We are the state. It's not that we're state run. Then they go into me, though, and how I am this. All I get is persecuted supporting Trump when he does good. And overall, it's good, so I defend him. All I get is lawsuits and hate and attacks. I could snap my fingers, join the globalist, hundreds of millions of dollars like that. But they act like, because they're sociopaths, obviously, that I'm doing stuff for monetary reasons because that's how they are. So sick. Go back to them.
Rogan used to be this this conspiracy guy who was talking. I mean, remember when he was like mocking Christians?
No.
Impossible. He used to like make fun of
people. Don't know this, but about 3 years ago, I said, Joe believes in God now, believes in Jesus. I'm going to come out of private conversations, but he's had some experiences people have. I'll leave it at that, like their girls. But you know, Joe goes to church every week. I'm going to stop right there. Joe prays every day now. You didn't know that little chicken shit, did you? So just because somebody mocked Christians before and believed in evolution before, but now knows he was lied to, can't somebody change? No, you're the God. You decide. But Jesus said, those of you that accuse people of not converting, you're in big trouble. These are little devils. Listen to them.
Now he's like this red state. I mean, he's a state media now.
Well, like he's
at the inauguration watching Trump get sworn in.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, he'll go back on his show and he'll be like, I'm just a comedian. I don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you inform people how they should vote. So you must think that you know what is best for people. Like you can't dismiss yourself as just a comic anymore. You're actually saying like, no, I'm happy I swayed the, he said it on his show, I'm happy I swayed the election to some extent. So you do think you know what's best for people.
Pause again. Total straw man. Every once in a while he'll be on the subject of science or something. He'll just say, I'm just a comedian. I'm not sure about this. But most of the time he says he's 100% sure. More straw man by these little men. Little men want to say somebody isn't real. Let's continue.
People. So your political opinions and everything, you are trying to push the culture a certain way. And look, I'm glad Trump won. I'm glad. I hope the groceries come down. Okay. But, regardless, he's state media now.
Hit pause.
That's what he is.
So he knows Trump's still super popular. So he's like, look, I'm pro Trump. I just want to attack his big supporters, put their necks out. Continue.
He's state media. He's not like, oh, I'm just an idiot. I don't know shit. No, you are the state media. You might as well, you should just be recording from the White House.
And pause again. State media is paid by the government, given talking points. Not true. Continue.
That's fine. I don't give a shit, but don't call yourself a comic who's just trying to make like fart jokes and stuff.
You know what's even sadder than that?
Yeah, fart jokes.
Alex Jones is like state media now.
Yeah, so Alex is, this sad. Is a big fall from grace with
yep.
Alex is constantly defending Trump's, mm-hmm. anything Trump and Elon do, Alex is just eating the poop out of their buttholes.
It's embarrassing. It's hard to watch.
I know. To Alex go from where he was to now he's defending mm-hmm. like the billionaires and the tech oligarchs and defending the president of the United States. Unfortunately, power corrupts, right? Mm-hmm. And they have totally, they got him in the pocket now.
He went from
got him right in the pocket.
He went from being at the top to being a bottom.
He did.
It's hard to see.
It's really sad. I still love him, mm-hmm. but it's sad to see what he's become.
All right, so let's respond to this. No tax on tips, controlling the border, RFK Jr. banning mRNA shots, banning the fluorides coming out of the water, the dyes, all these giant things that are happening. I promote the good and thank God Kamala's not in, and then freak out all day about the bad Trump's doing and demand indictments and demand action. And then that becomes, I'm eating poop out of Trump's butthole, just gross and gay jokes. Because obviously these guys obviously haven't had women. So they just want to make a joke, you know, about how I was on top, now I'm on bottom. It's just, hey, guys, I understand you're virgins. I'm mad at you. You're not meant to breed, though. You got bad genes, okay? Obviously. So women smell good genes, sonny boy. So it's just, I don't know what you mean. It's just so sad. There's people like this that sit there and misrepresent everything we're doing. They're not trying to single these guys out. I see so many of these videos because that's their talking point. Oh, loyal opposition, controlled opposition. He does this for Trump. And then there's all the pro-Trump people that are mad when I criticize Trump. I'm consistent. I'm consistently right. It's what I stand for. And that's it. Now, let's have some fun. I don't know. I'm out of time. I may have to do this tomorrow. Because I wanted to get into black pill versus white pill. I criticize extreme white pill, where everything's fine. We've won. Go to sleep. Eat popcorn. Versus black pill. Nobody's real. So I want to get to that, too, because it's about philosophy. We have exponentially more people awake now to the globalists than ever. The globalists are in deep trouble. But we can't just oppose the globalists. We have to have an alternate plan. And that means we have to work through the government when people that are friendly to us are in to get what we want. And so if they think me not abandoning Trump because that's a trendy thing to do because we're getting so much done is stupid, well, that's because you're stupid. And if it makes you feel big and powerful to say I'm a traitor and you're not, and makes you feel like a big man, then great, big boy. Do it. I didn't get into a lot of the big stuff. I messed up. Man, I'm really backed up here. I'm going to shoot some special reports today that'll be up on X and Rumble because I got to get to this. But I just want to thank the listeners for their prayer. And I appreciate all of you because we're in this together. What an adventure. I'm so honored to be here and just so thankful to you because I got a lot of fight in me. And I love justice and I love the truth, but I couldn't do it without you. And so every day, every hour, I just thank God for you, the smart people. You're black, you're white, you're old, you're young, you're Hispanic, you're Asian, you're this or that. You love freedom and you are supporting us. And I salute you for keeping us in the fight. Spread the word, pray for the broadcast, share the articles, videos, and whatever you do, go to thealexshowstore.com. Because you're the people. You want to know who finances us? Look in the mirror, it's you. Today's the last day for 40% off store-wide on top of other major discounts. Just at checkout, 40% off the top. You also have only 3 days left to enter anything you buy, T-shirt, a methylene blue, anything. 50X entries in the sweepstakes to win the super souped-up Ford Raptor plus $10,000 cash, $9,000 value. And for the next 3 days, it goes to the next offer, too. Every order placed today gets you 50X entries to win the Raptor. That's the old offer that's about to end on Friday, plus our brand new giveaway, a Ford F-250 diesel, fully loaded, $10,000 cash as well. The sale ends tonight. The sale for 40% off the deal on the Raptors and the F-250 diesel goes through Friday. And we have the new permutation with limited edition, Live as Fire with its beauty, 1940s pinup girl, 10-inch stainless steel dagger with brass knuckles murdered out and skull crusher. That is about to sell out. Limited edition, theelfshownstore.com. Finally got more of these in, but we're doing 2,000 with the pinup girl, another 2,000 with the Crusader deal. This is almost sold out. Get yours now at theelfshownstore.com. Be the reason we'll always stay on the air. All right, I'm about to end this transmission. And we will continue on, obviously, with the War Room. You'll find that at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and Real Long Shows on X. Look for the InfoWars live feed and share it. Harrison Smith is always doing a great job.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com for 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.